shell. Oh yeah. Someone said she was asking out to me, but I know you best as a blagger. I said, tell me your name, is it sweet? She said, my boy is Dagger. Oh yeah. I was good, she was hot, stealing everything she got. I was bold, she was over the worst of it. Give me gear, thank you dear, bring your sister over here, let her dance with me just for the hell of it. Could I just have kept the last of my clothes on? Oh yeah. Call me up, take me down with you when you go. I could be your regular bell. And I'll see dance for little Stephen and Joanna around the back of my hotel. Oh yeah. I was good, she was hot, stealing everything she got. I was bold, she was over the worst of it. Give me a kiss, thank you dear, bring your sister over here, let her dance with me just for the hell of it.
Tell me, I believe that when you dance so slow, it's so good. Hello and welcome to another edition of Marauder Baseball on the Marauder Radio Network. Ben Picorni, your voice of the Young Buccos, with you here tonight at Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona, Florida. The Marauders fresh off a 10-6 victory last night in front of a capacity 4th of July crowd here on the Atlantic Coast. We'll try to carry in their good hitting shoes and their base on ball shoes into tonight's game. Marauders with 25 base runners last night, 14 walks, 11 hits, and one of the guys that had four of those 11 hits, Jack Brannigan, was kind enough to join me earlier today for a little pregame interview, and we'll roll into that now before getting into lineups and our starting pitching matchup for this evening's game. Ben Picorni here with Jack Brannigan. Jack, obviously, good past couple of days for you, and back-to-back games, 7-for-9, couple of doubles. What's been working?
Yeah, just been kind of attacking the heart of the zone and looking for good pitches to hit instead of just trying to do too much, which is kind of where I've gotten in trouble in the past. So just kind of letting the pitcher come to me and force him into the zone. And once I get him in there, kind of getting my pitch and taking a good swing at it. And, you know, the hits just kind of come. It's the matter of just putting a good swing on the ball, hitting it hard, and hopefully, you know, you get a good result.
And earlier this year, you had a week with a 5-homer week, batting up above .500, a stretch against Dunedin. Tampa, does it kind of feel like that same level of play right now or even better?
I don't know. That was pretty special. I don't know if I ever hit that many home runs in a row in my life. So
dead center bombs too?
Dead center. That was probably the first time in my life. So that was pretty cool. But not really. Just, you know, like you said, kind of trying to replicate that. But obviously not as many home runs. So we're just enjoying it. And, you know, a couple more games before the break. So trying to go into it strong and, you know, just try to hit a couple more balls hard and see what happens.
And then one more question. Third baseman, that's two steals off tying the team lead with Nadal. Are you hunting that down?
I actually didn't know he was ahead of me, but now yeah. I might have to go for that today. We'll see. I don't know.
Sweet.
We'll keep it close, though.
Thanks, Jack.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's Marauder infielder Jack Brannigan talking about how well he's been swinging the bat lately. 429 in the last 10, a 550 on-base percentage in that amount of time. He's 7-for-9 in the last two games with two doubles, an RBI, and a pair of stolen bases. He'll bat behind Emmanuel Torero, who leads us off tonight, the left fielder who was 0-for-6 yesterday but still leads the Marauders with his .289 batting average on the season. Termar Johnson bats third in DHs, following Brannigan in the order. Shaleen Polanco, the 40 RBI and 12 home run 19-year-old and a top 30 Pirates prospect, will clean it up and play in center. Rodolfo Nolasco bats fifth and plays in right. Yordani De Los Santos, after an 0-for-4 start to his single-A career yesterday, will look to right the wrongs and plays it short this evening here at Jackie Robinson. Nick Cimillo, batting .289 in the last 10, will bat 7th and play at first. Omar Alfonso will catch, giving Planchy a night off, and bat 8th. Jesus Castillo, the switch-hitting league leader in walks, will bat 9th, hitting .215 this year with 60 walks drawn in about 72 games played. The starter tonight for Daytona, Ari Franzen, a 6 ERA for the Netherlands-born left-hander, making his 9th start of the year. He's tossed 45 innings, striking out 46 and walking 22. Big question tonight for Daytona after we saw a position player coming in the 8th inning yesterday is how deep is their bullpen and how reliant are they going to be on Franzen to give him 4 or 5 innings here tonight. Defensively, Logan Tanner, the top 30 prospect of the Reds, catches. Yasiel Pino plays at first. Carlos Jorge at second. Victor Acosta at short. Cam Collier, top 5 prospect for Cincy, will play at third. Cade Hunter in left, Hector Rodriguez in center, and Ariel Almonte in right field. The Tortugas take to the diamond. We're ready for the national anthem here. We'll step aside and rejoin you after honoring America here on the Marauder Radio Network. First pitch coming up shortly.
Let's go!
Just begun, and the home team's out to win.
Back here after the national anthem at Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona, Ben Pokorny with you. Went through the starting lineups and starting pitcher for Daytona already, and now we'll look at the stats. The last time Ari Franzen faced these Marauders, he tossed just 3 1/3 of an inning, gave up 7 hits, 6 earned runs, walked 5, and struck out 3. Marauders went 7-for-17 against him with 3 doubles. One man hit by a pitch, a 4.12 average for these young Buccos against the Netherlands-born pitcher who featured in the World Baseball Classic for the Netherlands, pitching against Chinese Taipei, Taiwan as it should be known, in the preliminary round games in Taichung. Marauders with a .237 batting average when playing away from Lee Kong Park. It's actually higher than their average at home at .226. We've seen it a couple times this year. Obviously, the big fact that we've talked about before, the Marauders have hit more home runs away, almost 15 more home runs on the road than at home. Helps when you play at Tampa twice in the first half with some short porches there, but surprised we didn't see as many balls leave the yard as we thought yesterday. Batting practice, a lot of guys saying the ball was flying out of here, and saw some high exit velos, but launch angle just a couple times wasn't there. Brannigan with 2 balls that he smoked off the wall and left and right. Brannigan hit probably the only 100-plus mile-per-hour ball straight on a line off the wall that resulted in only a single in last night's game. Bradenton in their road gray uniforms, black numbers, black Bradenton across the chest outlined in gold. Gray Pirates pants with a black and gold piping down the side. And Manuel Terrell, the left-handed hitting outfielder, bats first. First pitch to him is crushed into center field, racing back to the warning track is Rodriguez, settling in front of the wall. He makes the catch with maybe 2 or 3 feet to spare. Ball flew 394, and Manuel needed 5 more feet to get it out of here. Good swing for a guy who struggled last night. And it brings in Jack Brannigan. It's an out for Franzen, but a unconvincing first out. Branny will bat now. 259 on the year. First pitch of the trip at the knees for strike one. Jack 4-for-5 yesterday. A walk, 2 doubles, 2 singles. 7-for-9 at the plate in his last 2 games. And 429 the average in the last 10. 0-1 takes an offering above the belt. A ball and a strike. Davion Fry calling balls and strikes behind home. Alex Lorry umpiring the bases. Wynn howling out to center. 1-1 to Brannigan. Weakly rolled towards first. Over to it is Pino. He fields it about 3 feet in fair territory and steps on the bag himself for out number 2. Tamar Johnson will bat now. Marauders DH tonight. Batting just .139 across the last 10 games, but had an impressive 3-walk game yesterday. Finished the night with a sacrifice fly to bring in a run in the later innings. First pitch of the trip misses letter high. Fastball, it's 1-0 to Johnson. Termar, 1-for-2 with 2 RBI against Franzen this year. The 1-0 pitch from the righty. Call the strike, a delayed call at a pitch down around or below the knees. It's 1-1. Even offering from the Dutch righty. Taken by Johnson, high for a ball, it's 2-1. Franzen tried to land a slider on the top third of the strike zone. Termar not budging. Heavy pole shift for Termar here. The 2-1 pitch. Cut on and missed. He got his fastball right out over the heart of the plate and could not time it up for strike two. Franzen hunting a 1-2-3 top of the first. The Tortuga righty fires home. Termar takes a slider down near the dirt for a ball and the count full. Franzen set 3-2 with 2-0 to Termar. The payoff in the top of the first inning on its way home. Pitch misses inside, ball 4. Termar draws the first walk of the night for the Marauders. That's his 4th in the past 2 games. And it brings in Shaleen Polanco. He's got more sporadic playing time as of late. Had started 12 consecutive games until Sunday afternoon at Lee Kong. 40 RBI, 12 homers this year, and cracks the first pitch he sees. Foul and out of play on the third base side for a strike. Gets 0-1 to Schalke. Polanco batting just 184 in the last 10 games. 246 mark on the season. Can make it a two-run game with one swing here. Franzen set the 0-1 pitch to Polanco. Schalke takes, slider misses a bit upstairs for a ball. It's 1-1. Franzen looks in for the signs from his battery mate and catcher, Tanner. Pitch. Popped foul. Third base side. Playable, though. Over to it is Collier, and he makes the grab to end the inning. Marauders leave a man on and are hitless in the top of the first. We go to the home side of things. Owen Kellington to the mound for the Young Bucks when we come back in a scoreless ball game on the Marauder Radio Network. Back here for the bottom of the first at Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona. The Marauders held scoreless in the top half. Owen Kellington, the righty from Vermont, starts a 4.57 ERA. 0-2 record, making his 10th start of the year. Still looking for his first win as a professional. Has struck out 47 and walked 29 this season. Opponents batting 230 against him. His longest outing so far this season is 4 innings pitched. Hector Rodriguez, the left-handed hitting center fielder, will get us going. Had a solid day yesterday. Was 2-for-4 with a triple and a single. A pair of runs scored. First pitch from O'Kell. Popped up. Third base side. Brannigan into foul territory. Julio Murillo a little slow getting out of the way for Branny. And he chases down a routine pop fly and makes the catch for out number one. It's about the easiest first out you can get in the first inning for Kellington. Foul pop fly. Brings up Carlos Jorge. He's followed by Sal Stewart, the DH, batting third. Cade Hunter will clean it up, playing in left. Collier fifth, Pino sixth. Acosta, Almonte, and Tanner 7, 8, and 9. First pitch to Jorge from Owen Kellington. Misses inside for ball one. Fastball about 6 inches off the inner half. Jorge, listed as the 14th ranked Reds prospect, takes for strike one. 284 average for the left-handed hitting middle infielder. 7 homers this year. Kellington's even offering. Cut on and miss. Good looking off-speed pitch on the outer half sends Jorge straight through it for strike two. A ball and two to Jorge. Tortugas, first time I've gotten to see their home uniforms. White tops, green and sea blue. Tortugas across the chest. The 1-2 from Kellington with one away. Taken, call the ball. Man, that pitch looked good. Breaking ball just below the knees. Evens up the count at 2-2. Regardless if it was a strike or not, what a take by Jorge there. Deuce's delivery. Fouled off on a line. First base side. Downs toward the Marauder bullpen. 317 down the left field line. 325 to right here. 400 in dead central. Wind is blowing stiffly out to dead center tonight. A 2-2 again from Kellington to Jorge. Taking low, a ball, and it's full up to him. Five of the 12 hits for Daytona last night were of the extra base variety. Kellington's full count delivery. Taken, call the ball. Awkward looking spot there. Got by Alfonso to the backstop. It's ball four to send Jorge down to first with one away. Two starters have now traded full count walks in their respected halves of the inning. Sal Stewart, the DH, will bat now, team leader for Daytona with 45 RBI. Batting 265 this year. Two walks and an RBI double yesterday. Was 1-for-3 by night's end. First pitch to Stewart with one down and the man at first. Taken up and outside. Called a strike. Stewart upset with it and has a right to be. Good framework by Omar. Pickoff to first. Tight throw. Jorge a little late getting back, but was undoubtedly safe ahead of the tag attempt from Cimillo. Castillo at second. De Los Santos at short. Branny at third. Torero, Polanco, Nolasco left to right in the outfield. The 0-1. Stewart lines it to right. Charging onto it is Nolasco, but he won't get there, and it almost skips over his head. He took a tough hop off the turf and had to leap to make sure it didn't roll to the wall. Well-struck single by Stewart puts men at first and second with one away. We got our first base hit of the night. It belongs to the home side. Cade Hunter will bat, the cleanup man from the left side of the plate. 8 homers, 28 RBI for him this year. Was 2-for-5 yesterday with an RBI double. Two on to one out. First pitch to Hunter. Good spot. Fastball. Off-speed pitch away. It was kind of a tweener look. 0-1 regardless. Well, located on the outer half. Jorge at second. Stewart at first with one down. The 0-1 pitch to Hunter. He takes ball in the dirt. Good block by Alfonso to keep it in front of him. A ball and a strike now. A little bit of a lighter crowd compared to last night, but still a few hundred here tonight at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Good atmosphere. Ball and a strike with one away. Kellington checks on Jorge at second and fires home. Fastball right down the middle, taken for strike two called. Saw a big part of the plate about thigh high. Kellington hunting for a second out, trying to break up back-to-back men, reaching on a walk and a single. Marauders righties, 1-2 offering. Check swing, I think he went. Ooh, man. Field umpire says no on appeal. Pitch didn't miss by much either. I would not have been shocked in the slightest if the home plate umpire rang up Hunter with the check swing. The 2-2 now from Owen. On its way, Jorge takes off for third. Breaking ball called, strike three. Throw down, not in time to get him. Kellington does pick up a backwards K, though. As Brandigan comes up a little lame, Jorge's helmet looked like it went right into the left leg of Jack, trying to snare the throw down from Alfonso. That was a great jump from Jorge. With a left-handed hitter in the box, it's rare you see a guy try to take off for third. He was in there well ahead of the throw and tag attempt from Branny. Brings up Cam Collier, fourth-ranked Cincinnati Reds prospect, batting 215 this year with 30 RBI. First pitch to him. Bounced in the dirt, a ball well blocked by Alfonso. Jorge the runner at third, Sal Stewart at second, after the successful double steal. Huge RBI chance here for a future Red in Cam Collier. The 1-0 pitch from Kellington. Grounded hard but foul, first base side, smoked off the bat. but not in between the chalk. 100 miles per hour off the barrel of Collier goes down as strike number one. Two in scoring position with two away. Kellington trying to pitch out of a first inning jam. The 1-1. Broken back grounder towards second, fielded by Castillo and thrown to first in plenty of time to end the inning. Kellington able to strand a pair in scoring position and hold the Tortugas scoreless after one inning. Marauders and the home team here in Daytona. Zeros on the board when we come back on the Marauder Radio Network. Back here for the top of the second inning in Daytona. Marauders nothing, Tortugas nothing. Rodolfo Nolasco leads it off here in the Marauder half of the second inning. First pitch bounced up the middle towards the shortstop Acosta. He fields the shoulder high hop and throws to first in time. Nolasco set down one pitch into the second inning. Yordani De Los Santos will bat now. Pirates top 30 prospect made his single A debut last night. Was 0-for-4, three strikeouts, did walk once and steal a base. Got to see the blazing speed of the young middle infielder. First pitch to him here. Fastball misses up and in, 1-0. Yordani from Guerra in the Dominican Republic. Another academy player that's made his way to the single-A level. 1-0 pitch is a slider away. Gets to the backstop, B. Behind the catcher, Tanner, 2-0 the count. Tanner had an unbelievable night defensively yesterday. I mentioned it a couple times on the broadcast here last evening, but saved a lot of runs and a couple wild pitches. The 2-0 to Yordani. Up and in, fastballs called a strike. Could have gone either way. Franzen's 2-1 now out of the windup. Cut on and missed. De Los Santos way out in front. It was a fastball, but it almost looked like he read it a little too well and got the barrel out before the ball had even come within a few feet of the dish. The 2-2 now from Franzen. Hit on a line. Left side and through the infield. A base hit for Yordani De Los Santos. Pirates 27th ranked prospect with his first hit at the single A level to give the Marauders their first knock of the night. De Los Santos, who stole a base last night and stole 13 times in 17 games successfully in the Florida Complex League, will likely take off here. Nick Cimillo batting. 289 hitter in the last 10 games. First pitch to him, grounds it hard, past Collier at third and into left. Up to second is De Los Santos, and Cimillo stands at first. See if that scored a hit or an error. It was well struck. Collier had to back up on it. Went under the glove of the third baseman. And it will be scored a hit for Cimillo. So back-to-back knocks through the third base side of the infield. Puts De Los Santos at second and Cimillo at first for Omar Alfonso. Batting just .222 this year, but is 3-for-8 in opportunities with runners in scoring position. Has 5 RBI and a homer. First pitch to him. Good spot, but called a ball just below the knees. 1-0 the count. Omar batting .182 in the last 10 games. His second stint with the Marauders has spent time in the complex and here in single A. The 1-0. Takes fastball well placed on the inner half, just below the belt for strike one called. Marauders were 4-for-14 with runners in scoring position yesterday. First opportunity tonight for Omar. Franz and set the 1-1 pitch. De Los Santos takes off for third, but the ball is bounced foul and into the hands of the Marauder first base coach, Casey Harms. Way early on the off-speed delivery was Alfonso, poked it down the line and foul ground for strike two. Jesus Castillo, the 9-hole hitter, waits behind Alfonso. He'll bat, barring a double play ball here. Franz and set. The 1-2 pitch to Alfonso with two on. Misses way inside. Fastball yanked towards the batter, Alfonso. It's 2-2 now. De Los Santos at second, Cimillo at first. Back-to-back singles from both of them here with one away in the inning. The 2-2 from Franzen. Alfonso takes backdoor breaking ball. Call the ball. That was a mighty good spot, but Alfonso with an even better take, and the count is full. Catcher Tanner had me fooled. Full count now with one away. Marauders, who walked 14 times last night, could do so to load the bases. The 3-2, De Los Santos takes off, and the ball misses in the dirt, and we are loaded. Highest velo fastball we've seen from Franzen today by about 3 miles per hour at 94, but way below the strike zone. And the bases full of young buckos here for Jesus Castillo. Costi batting .219 in the last 10, .215 on the season, leads the league with 60-plus walks. 22 RBI, chance to add to it. Takes a smack at a first pitch, and it's past the glove of the second baseman, Jorge, and into right. De Los Santos scores. Cimillo being sent. He's in there safely, advancing to third with good base running. Is Alfonso. It's a 2 RBI single for Jesus Castillo to make it 2-0 Marauders. Hit it hard on the ground. 94 off the bat through the right side. And for the second time this inning, a ball that looked playable for a Daytona infielder just gets by him. RBI number 23 and 24 of the year for Castillo. He has turned it around at the plate lately in a big way. Alfonso at third and Castillo at first now for Emmanuel Torero. He takes a first pitch strike. A fastball in the up and away corner. It's 0-1. And Manuel flied out to the warning track in center in the first inning. The 0-1. Castillo takes off, pitches hit high and deep to right, but way foul and out of play. That was a launch angle special there. Up above the light poles. 0-2 the count to Emmanuel with one down in the inning. Likely see Castillo, I think, take off again here. Franzen's 0-2. Castillo stays as the fastball misses shoulder high for ball one. That was a purpose pitch there from Franzen. High fastball, maybe getting a chase, but also giving the catcher Tanner a chance to spring out of the stance and fire one to second if Jesus took off. Right-hander set the 1-2 now. A long pause and the pitch. Cut on and missed. Torero a mile out in front of a changeup for strike three, and there's two away. Jack Brannigan will bat now. One of, if not the hottest hitters in the Florida State League right now. 0-for-1 tonight. Started the game yesterday 0-for-1 and then got four consecutive hits. RBI chance for him. First pitch. Takes a cut, grounds it hard towards Collier at third, but right into the glove, the throw to first in time to end the inning. Brannigan puts a charge in one, but Collier is up to the task. Bradenton played a pair on a RBI single from Jesus Castillo. It's 2-0 Young Bucks going to the home second when we come back.
What's better than a man's best friend and the best hard seltzer in the world? Both at a baseball game. Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw, is back at Lee Cum Park this season. Fans 21 and up can enjoy special deals on White Claws with their four-legged friend alongside them on April 21st, May 26th, June 16th, July 21st, and August 18th. Fresh water and relief areas for your pets will be available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Back here for the bottom of the second at Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona. Marauders 2, Tortugas nothing after an inning and a half. Yase Alpino leads off the frame. First pitch from Kellington. Good-looking breaking ball drops into the upper half of the strike zone. Center cut for strike one called. Kellington pitched out of a two-man and scoring position jam back in the first. His 0-1. Pino takes a wild cut at a breaking ball. Way above the strike zone, and it's 0-2. Marauders up 2-0 thanks to Costi's RBI ground ball through the right side of the diamond. The 0-2 from Kellington. Misses outside. Pino looked primed to take another big wave and a miss, but was able to hold up. It's 1-2 now. Pino almost emulates a slow-pitch softball batting, but he steps forward in the box with his whole body. The 1-2 does it there and lines it into center field for a base hit. Waited on it. Got a fastball belt high and drove it towards Charlene Polanco in the grass. A leadoff single, the second hit of the game for Daytona. Brings up Victor Acosta. Switch hitting shortstop, batting 241 this year. Was 1-for-5 yesterday with a double. Made the final out of the game. First pitch to him. Taken up above the belt. Fastball misses. It's 1-0. Homer and 20 RBI this year for Acosta. Kellington peeks over his shoulder at Pino at first. A very small lead for him, held on by Cimillo. 1-0 pitch from Kellington. Cut on and missed. High fastball blown by Acosta for strike one. Heater from Kellington sits about 88 to 90. Off speed and breaking ball, 83 to 81 region. Peaks at first and comes set, the 1-1 pitch. Grounded weakly towards short. De Los Santos to second for one. Castillo to first. Not in time. Marauders have had about six almost double plays in this series. Daytona beats out yet another, but Bradenton do cut down the lead man for the first out. Marauders for about 30 minutes pregame today had Brannigan, De Los Santos, Castillo, Termar, and Cimillo just working on doing just that, turning double plays a little more intently. Ariel Almonte bats now, left-handed hitting outfielder, 202 average this year. First pitch to him, fastball in the inner half, thigh high for strike one called. 25 RBI for him. Acosta, the runner at first with good speed, but a small lead. He adds a few more steps here now. Kellington's 0-1. Cut on and missed. A delayed steal for second. That was a great piece of base running from Acosta. Alfonso caught napping. It's the third stolen base for a Daytona base runner tonight. Strike on the pitch as Almonte took an uncontrolled swing at a back foot slider. Kellington hunting out number two in his second strikeout of the evening. 0-2 pitch home. Taken down the middle, called strike three. Breaking ball, center cut, maybe just below the belt. Second looking punch out of the game for Kellington. There's two away with the nine-hole hitter and catcher Logan Tanner stepping up. Acosta, the man at second. He reached on a fielder's choice. First pitch to Tanner. Takes fastball, just misses outside for ball one. Tanner, a second-round pick out of Mississippi State in 2022. Batting just 200 this year. Does have a homer and 18 RBI. Kellington checks second. 1-0 pitch. Taken further outside. A slider down near the dirt this time and in the opposite-handed batter's box. Makes the count 2-0. Tanner, the 17th-ranked Reds prospect by MLB Pipeline. Okel set. Check second. The 2-0. Cut on and miss. Good-looking breaking ball. As Tanner's swinging out of his shoes for strike one on the miss. Marauders up a pair. Kellington trying to make it back-to-back scoreless as a man at second with two down, the 2-1. Taken right down the heart of the plate. Tanner watches a fastball. About a ball width above the knees and center cut for strike two. Runner on second, two outs and a 2-2 count in the top of the second with the Marauders up 2-0. Deuces wild and a little extra on top. Pitch from Kellington home. Fouled off and into the mask of Omar Alfonso. He shakes it off quickly. We'll do the 2-2 for a second time. As I often like to say, part two, the electric boogaloo. Overcast skies creeping up on us here now. Lights very much needed early in the ballgame here. The 2-2 again with two away from Kellington. Runner goes for third. Pitches grounded weakly towards second. Diving effort from Castillo, but it gets by him into right. A base hit will bring in Acosta to score and cut the Marauder lead to one. RBI number 19 of the year for Logan Tanner. Still a 2-1 advantage for Bradenton, but the hit and run works to perfection there for Daytona. And it sends it back to the top of the order in Hector Rodriguez. Rodriguez 0-for-1, popped out the first pitch of the night offensively for Daytona to Jack Brannigan in foul territory on the third base side. Kellington shakes off a few, working out of the stretch now with the man at first. Comes set. First pitch to Rodriguez will have to wait. And a pitch clock violation called against Kellington. It's ball one. So before the first pitch is even fired, Kellington behind in the count. The 1-0. Hit high and deep to right. That one is way back, and it is gone. A two-run homer for Hector Rodriguez, his 14th homer of the year. Gives Daytona their first lead of the series. It's 3-2 Tortugas. Carlos Jorge up now, walked in the first inning in his only trip so far. First pitch to him, fastball misses way upstairs for ball one. Back-to-back hits with two outs. Give Clearwater the advantage. The 1-0. Check swing. Yes, he did go around. And Jorge knows it. He nods at the umpire as he rings him up for strike one. Ball and a strike pitch from Kellington. Weakly bounced foul first base side and into the hand of Alessandro Urcolani. Marauders started with a nice one-handed pick in the dugout slash picnic area off to the right of the Marauders bench. The 1-2 from Kellington trying to end the inning. Called strike three, breaking ball way upstairs. Sees Jorge rung up to end the inning. Three runs come across in the frame for the Tortugas. They lead by one. Going to the third inning when we come back on the Marauder Radio Network.
I'm Lieutenant Jim Buford with the Florida Highway Patrol. Street racing, stunt driving, and roadway takeovers have become increasingly common in Florida. These dangerous and illegal activities endanger the participants, spectators, and innocent bystanders. FHP and our law enforcement partners are actively involved in enforcing and investigating any occurrence. But we need your help in reporting these events. If you see street racing, stunt driving, or a roadway takeover in progress, call Star FHP. This will direct you to the closest dispatch center for help. If you have knowledge or video of individuals participating in street racing, stunt driving, or roadway takeovers, email us at stopracing@flhsmv.gov. Again, email us at stopracing@flhsmv.gov.
Take me out to the ball game.
Back here for the top of the third inning at Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona. Marauders trailing the Tortugas 3-2. Two-out rally from the home side zone. Take the lead in the bottom of the second. Termar Johnson will lead it off here. Walked in the first inning. His only trip so far tonight. Batting 139 across the last 10 games. First pitch from Franzen. Termar takes. Low and in breaking ball for strike one. Franzen shakes off a few signs from Tanner. The rock step in the 0-1. Termar pokes one. Third base side. Collier chasing it towards the outfield. Turned around by it. It makes an uncomfortable looking catch. But a catch in the end for out number one. Brings up Shaolin Polanco, Marauder cleanup man. Popped out weakly to the third baseman in the first. And foul ground to end that inning. Trying to refine his form here. Batting just below 185 in his last 10. First pitch from Franzen. Shaolin fouls it straight back towards the press box. Screaming by the window here for strike one. No squirrels yet climbing up the net in front of us this evening. Sure, that'll come later in the game. 0-1 to Shaolin. Takes breaking ball that misses inside, a ball and a strike to him. Polanco off yesterday. Has the power-speed combo. Franz's 1-1 pitch. Shaolin pops it foul, third base side out of play. Getting under everything is Polanco here. Goes down as strike two. Into the bleacher seating on the home dugout side of the stadium. And a scream as that souvenir is collected. The 1-2 from Franzen trying to set down Polanco. Cut on and missed. Strike three. Shaolin beaten by high heat for out number two. Brings up Rodolfo Nolasco. 0-for-1 with a ground out. Back in the second inning. Marauders then followed that up with three straight hits and a walk. Been a part of some two-out fights before. Could get us going here with De Los Santos waiting behind him. Two down, first pitch. Nolasco with a check swing at a low breaking ball. No, says the field umpire on appeal, Alex Laurie. It's ball one. It's been Rodolfo's Achilles heel all year. Swinging and missing at breaking balls in the dirt. 1-0 pitch, fastball. Paints the outer half for strike one. Next pitch, misses low. Two balls and a strike. Neutral count, 2-1, 2 Nolasco. Batting 182 in the last 10 games. 2-1 pitch. Hit high and deep to left center field. That ball is crushed way back and out of here. Let it ride, touch them all. Rodolfo Nolasco with a monster blast to dead center field to tie the game at 3. 429 feet, 105 off the bat of the Marauder right fielder to level the game. His ninth homer of the year. It's RBI number 37. My goodness, he mistreated that baseball. That's the Nolasco we know and love right there. Levels the game, and Yordani De Los Santos will bat now. Cracks one over the head of the third baseman Collier and down the left field line. He'll look for two and try to stretch it. Halfway there as the throw is into the bag. Not in time. Oh, wow. That was a brutal call from Alex Laurie. Yordani can't believe it. And I don't blame him. He was clearly safe ahead of the throw. Gustavo Omana over to argue now. That's a rough way to end the inning on what should have been a double with two down. The Marauders, though, tie it in the frame on Nolasco's monster blast to dead center. 3-3 the score, and we come back. Back here for the bottom of the third inning in Daytona. Marauders 3, Tortugas 3 the score. Owen Kellington starting his third inning of work, gave up 3 hits and 3 earned runs in the second. Nolasco tying it in the top half of this inning with a monster drive out to center. Face Sal Stewart, Cade Hunter, and Cam Collier, 3-4-5 in the inning. First pitch to Stewart. Fastball misses up and in, it's 1-0. Stewart singled in the first, was left stranded in that frame. The 1-0 now. Good-looking breaking ball. Misses up and in. It's 2-0. Stewart, the team RBI leader for Daytona with 45 this year. 2-0. Misses eye level. Fastball well above the strike zone. It's 3-0 now. Hitter-friendly count to a dangerous batter. Kellington's 3-0 pitch. Taken upstairs for ball four. Fastball just misses above the belt. A walk to start the third for Stewart. Brings up the cleanup man, Cade Hunter. He struck out looking on a breaking ball in the first. Hunter batting 256 on the year entering the contest. 8 homers, 28 runs batted in. Kellington lets the leadoff man on with four straight pitches. First pitch to Hunter. Grounds one weakly toward second. Castillo to two for one. Relay to first. Not in time. Yet another double play beat out your Donnie De Los Santos. Frustrated. Came back to hurt Bradenton, not turning a double play last inning. As Acosta reached, it would have ended the frame and likely would have seen no runs come across there. But Stewart out at second on the 4-6. It was a really tough turn. Castillo made a great field and throw across his body to the bag at 2. Cam Collier up now. 0 for 1 with a broken back ground out tonight. First pitch. Takes good. Breaking ball from Kellington. Lands at the knees. Center of the plate for strike one called. Collier, the Reds' number 4 ranked prospect, has struggled to get going this year. Batting below 220. The 0-1. Fouled off to the backstop. Breaking ball off the end of the back. Bat straight back for strike two. 2 men reaching on fielder's choice plays tonight for Daytona. In last night's game, that number was 1, 2, 3, 4. Almost double play balls. The 0-2 with 1-0 to Collier from Kellington. Taken inside, a back foot slider misses well off the plate for ball one. And the Marauders, a team that lead the Florida State League in double plays turned this year. Bradenton have 465 twin kills. The 1-2 to Collier. Popped up left side of the infield. De Los Santos makes an authoritative call and a routine two-handed grab for the second out. It's one cool thing about here in Daytona. We are right on top of the backstop. I could probably throw a paper airplane and land it on the pitcher's mound. We're that tight. I'd have to get it around the squirrel-proof netting, though. Yasiel Pino will bat. 1 for 1 with a flare into center tonight. First pitch to him. Takes a big cut and a miss. Almost looked behind at the off-speed pitch for strike one. Pino with a big heaving swing. 0-1 pitch from Kellington. Grounded foul, third base side. Rolling towards the Tortuga bullpen for strike two. Well struck, but out in front of a breaking ball. I think you're going to see Kellington go to that big curve here. Maybe try to drop one down in the dirt and get a chase and a miss. Kellington nods, checks over the shoulder at first, and comes set. The 1-2 to Pino. It's a breaking ball in the dirt. He takes it. Kellington looking to hang a zero and keep us tied at 3 after 3. 2-strike offering again from Kellington to Pino with a man at first and 2 away in the bottom of the third. Righty fires. Breaking ball misses low. 3 balls and 2 strikes to Pino. Kellington really trying to avoid the free pass here to extend the inning. Hunter will sprint from first with the pitch. The payoff from Kellington in the home third. Cut on and miss. Strike three. High fastball blown by Pino to end the inning. Kellington punches out his 4th of the night, the 1st of the swinging variety. We go to the 4th inning. 3-3 our score when we come back.
Hello, I'm Sheriff Rick Wells. Last year, over 1,200 vehicles were burglarized here in Manatee County. 95% of those vehicles were left unlocked. That's over 1,000 vehicle burglaries that could have been prevented if the owner had only just locked their car. Please remember to remove your valuables and lock your cars.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, July 14th for Nine Devils Tribute Night at Lecom Park. The Marauders will wear Nine Devils-themed jerseys to honor the Negro League pioneers of baseball in Bradenton that were a part of the game's great history that paved the way for Black and African American players in the game of baseball. Get your tickets to Nine Devils Night at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders fans, mark your calendars for Marauders Thirsty Thursdays. On April 20th, May 11th and 25th, June 8th, 15th, and 29th, as well as July 20th, August 3rd, 17th, and 31st. Thirsty Thursdays will feature discounted alcohol prices for all fans, 21 and over, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Get your tickets today for Marauders Thirsty Thursday at BradentonMarauders.com.
Back here on the Marauder Radio Network, top of the fourth inning in Daytona. Marauders 3, Tortugas 3 the score. Nick Cimillo will lead off the visiting fourth for Bradenton. 1-for-1 tonight with a line drive single and a run scored. First pitch from Franzen. Cimillo takes on the outer half for strike one called. Cimillo is part of that bases loaded spot where Castillo brought in a pair. The 0-1 now. Cimillo pops it foul first base side, hooking towards the right field line. Couple men chasing after it. Ball will drop in the Marauder bullpen harmlessly. Foul for strike two. It's got to be a dangerous spot there for guys to chase a fly ball to. Budweiser bullpen bar comes to a 90-degree angle behind the Marauder pitcher's mound. You got a bench, a mound, and a pointed fence to work with trying to chase after a ball. Owen 2 to Cimillo. Wind still howling to center. Lights much needed here. Franzen set the 0-2. Cimillo pops it up. First base side. Into shallow right. Couple men chasing after it. Second baseman going back and making a bobbling grab for the first out. Jorge had that one pop in and out of the webbing. But able to hang on for the first put away. And there's the squirrel. Took 3 1/3. Climbed straight up the netting and on top the press box. Omar Alfonso up now. Walked in a really good at-bat. Last time up, pops the first pitch of this trip. Foul and out of play. Third base side for strike one. Set up the bases loaded spot for Castillo. Next pitch, fouled off to the backstop. Alfonso falls behind 0-2 now. Time called by Omar, steps out. Just the BGs and walks back in. A heavy pull side look from the infield. The 0-2, taken low in the dirt for ball one. Franzen with an out will extend to his longest outing yet against the Marauders. Dutch right-hander with the 1-2 pitch with one away. Alfonso takes fastball, misses inside. It's 2-2. Franzen set, toes square to the third base dugout of Daytona. 2-2 to Alfonso. Cut on and miss, strike three. Outer half changeup as Omar out in front, and there's two away. Just spun away from the barrel. Brings up Jesus Castillo. Franzen trying to toss his first frame without letting a base runner on. Castillo 1-for-1 with a 2 RBI single. Back in the second inning. Gave us the lead, and game all square, 3 now. First pitch to Castillo, misses low and in. A fastball with a little too much behind it for ball one. Still a humid night, but not nearly as brutal as yesterday's index. The next pitch to Castillo is called a strike, up and away. Fastball evens the count at 1-1. Franzen's 1-1 pitch with two down and the bases empty in the top of the fourth. Taken high and outside, a breaking ball backs up on the right-hander. It's 2-1 now to Castillo. Torero at the top of the order waits behind him. And Manuel trying to get off the schneid. 2-1 pitch to Castillo. On its way home. Castillo pops it up. Third base side, shallow grass. Collier under it, but called off by Acosta. The shortstop makes the grab to end the inning. Bradenton set down in order. In the top of the fourth, we go to the home side. Square at three when we come back.
Well, you know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and down, throw my hands up and down, throw my head back and down. Come on now, don't forget to say you will. Don't forget to say yeah, 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 yeah.
Say you will.
Say it right now, baby.
Say you will.
Come on, baby. Come on.
Say you will.
Say it better, yeah.
Say you will.
Come on now. Say that you love me.
Say
that you need me.
Say
that you want me.
Say
you wanna please me.
Say
come on now.
Say
come on.
Back here for the bottom of the fourth inning in Daytona. Tortugas and Marauders tied at three. Ben Picorni with you as always. Owen Kellington starting his fourth inning of work as the Marauders get the bullpen up and going. They'll face 7-8-9 starting with Victor Acosta. First pitch to him. Pop foul and out of play up and over the press box for strike one. Acosta 0-for-1 reached on a fielder's choice in the second. Came around to score on Logan Tanner's RBI single. Kellington's 0-1 pitch on its way. Breaking ball misses high and outside. We're even at an offering apiece. Five hits for Bradenton, 4-4 Daytona. Each pitcher has walked a pair. Next pitch, another breaking ball, this time out over the plate and just above the knees. It drops in for strike two called. Three knocks in the second. Big swing and a miss. Kellington strikes out his fifth. There's one away in the home half of the fourth inning. Up until the third inning, Kellington had three punchouts, all of them looking on breaking balls. Has struck out the last two he's faced as Ariel Almonte steps in. First pitch. Cut on and missed. Off-speed pitch well below the knees for strike one. Almonte, a strikeout victim already. Three straight offerings looking. 0-1. Takes breaking ball low. Same spot that he hacked at. This time able to lay off and draw the count even. One's across the board. 1-1. One away the pitch. Breaking ball bounced low. Alfonso having a tough time picking up the ball off the dirt tonight on the hop. Kicks away from him for ball two. Luckily, no one on base on this occasion. Neutral at 2-1 the pitch. Pop foul, third base side out of play. Brandon going to watch that one float into the seats. Strike two to even it up. Kellington a wave and a miss away from striking out three in a row. Claiming his sixth K. Just 4 2/3. The righty fires its grounded weakly right side. Castillo back into the grass. Sliding play. Throw to first in time. Castillo made a tough play look relatively easy there. It was an awkward spot for Cimillo. Whether to try and face more towards second or receive the throw or just set himself up down the line. Had to make an almost stabbing catch at it. But a catch in the end for the second out. Kellington trying to match Franzen. Set down 7-8-9 in order. First pitch to the catcher, Logan Tanner. Hit high in the infield. Around the second base bag. De Los Santos calls off Castillo and makes the catch. Both pitchers trade 1-2-3 frames in the fourth, and we'll go to the fifth, tied at 3 when we come back on the Marauder Radio Network.
Marauders fans, mark your calendars for Marauders Thirsty Thursdays on April 20th, May 11th and 25th, June 8th, 15th and 29th, as well as July 20th, August 3rd, 17th and 31st. Thirsty Thursdays will feature discounted alcohol prices for all fans 21 and over, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Get your tickets today for Marauders Thirsty Thursday at BradentonMarauders.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Alligators are important to Florida's natural areas and are found throughout the state. The FWC wants you to know that by following a few simple rules, we can coexist with these amazing animals.
Back here for the top of the fifth, and as I remind you, just as that ad does every fourth inning, do not play with alligators. Many Florida men have tried, and many Florida men have failed. And Manuel Torero leading off the inning, Franzen's first pitch to him. Taken up and in, a fastball screams by the letters for ball one. And Manuel has not recorded a walk, a hit, or a hit by pitch, reaching safely in the last 11 trips, has struck out 7 of those times. Next one to him, flared into left. Back into the grass goes the shortstop, Acosta. Turned around by it. It's going to drop safely. And over the head of the shortstop, Torero's going to stretch for two. That's a double. That's one way to get off of a streak of not reaching base. Looked routine for the shortstop. He settled under the ball and then at the last second turned to run a few more steps, and it probably dropped no more than a foot away from him. A pop fly double about 20 feet into the grass for Torero leads off the fifth for the Marauders. Guy that was 3-for-3 with three doubles the last time he faced Franzen gets one here to bring up Jack Brannigan. Branny 0-for-2, a ground out to first in the first inning. Hit a rocket at 100 off the bat into the glove of Collier at third. His last time up in the second frame. RBI chance here for the hot swinging Brannigan. First pitch. Takes fastball up and outside. Called a strike and it's 0-1. Catcher Tanner called out to the mound by the pitcher Franzen. Probably going over a sign change, I'd assume, with Torero at second. He has great speed. Second in the team in a tie with Brannigan. 16 stolen bases, but Torero has been caught 7 times. Top 10 in the league in caught stealings is Torero. Franzen's 0-1 to Branny with nobody out and a man at second. Pokes one right field. Pino backing up on it. That one's going to drop. Torero sent home by Omania. Brannigan trying to stretch out a double. The throw there is not in time. A two-bag RBI for Jack Brannigan makes it 4-3 Bradenton. He floats one over the head of Pino, and the field turf helps him out as it skips down the right field line. And you knew out of the box that Brannigan was hunting for two. Head first slide. Makes his third double in his last 5 plate appearances. Marauders up a run, still nobody out in the inning. Brannigan at second for Johnson. Termar takes, fastball misses just a bit outside. Good spot, but it's ball one. RBI 16 of the year for Branny. Termar with 31 of his own could add on another here. Next pitch, back foot slider misses low and in for ball two. No bullpen action yet for Daytona. Marauders got Julian Bosnick going for them. Hitter advantage count for Termar. Team leader with a 313 average when runners are in scoring position. The 2-0. Taken low, 3-0. Charlene Polanco on deck, and you know he is chomping at the bit for a spot with two on and nobody out if Termar can reach here. Franzen 3-0 to Johnson. Called a strike on the inner half. Termar was ready to walk on down to first. Left dig in and face a 3-1. Termar with a walk and an infield pop out tonight. Brannigan at second. Marauders up by a run thanks to his double. Pitch. Pop fouling out of play third base side. We're full up at 3-2. Brannigan at second. Nobody out here in the top of the fifth. Marauders up by a run. Franzen comes set. Full count offering to Johnson. On its way. Termar takes fastball way up and outside. That's an easy one to watch for Johnson. He'll walk for the second time tonight to put men at first and second for Charlene Polanco with nobody out. We'll see a visit here from the pitching coach for Daytona. Reminder that every game the rest of this series, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 6:35, then a 5 p.m. Sunday matchup before we head back home to kick off the All-Star break. Hopefully head back with a series win and a first-place spot in the West Division. Mound meeting broken up by the home plate umpire Davion Fry. Charlene Polanco steps in. It's the catcher Tanner being rushed home by the home plate umpire. Brannigan at second, Johnson at first for Polanco. Something in the gap could easily empty the bases. Charlene 0 for 2, a pop out to the third baseman, and a swinging strikeout. Batting sub 180 in his last 10. First pitch to him, double steal attempt, throw down to second to get Johnson is not in time. He's in there safely with a stolen base. Brannigan swipes his 17th bag of the year, and Termar will pick up swipe bag number 4. Now 2 in scoring position for Charlene, a ball on the pitch, and it's 1-0. This is somewhere that Charlene's tried to improve upon. Less than 2 outs, runner at third. Just got to get something in play here. The infield comes in. 1-0 pitch, grounded hard up the middle and into center field. Brannigan scores easily. Johnson will come around and touch the dish, standing up. A 2-RBI single for Charlene Polanco makes the Marauder lead 6-3 here in the top of the fifth, with still nobody out in the inning. Double steal pays dividends for Bradenton as Johnson and Brannigan walked home. With Charlene at first and nobody out, Rodolfo Nolasco will bat now. 1-for-2 with a 429-foot homer to dead center. First pitch to him. Big swing and a miss. Nolasco down to a knee. Chases an off-speed delivery for strike 1. Heck, if I hit a ball 429 feet the last time I was in the box, I'd do the same thing. The 0-1 now. Rodolfo takes slider away, kicks away from the catcher. Tanner Polanco's easily going to advance to second. A ball and it's 1-1, and another man in scoring position with nobody out now. The single up the middle gives Polanco a 42 RBI total this season. Nolasco batting 221 with runners in scoring position. The 1-1 from Franzen. Nolasco takes, spins around at a pitch that misses way up and inside to him. Two balls and a strike now. And now some left-handed action in the bullpen for the Tortugas. Franzen's 2-1. Taken outside. Ooh, called a strike and it's 2-2. Borderliner. Parapiece to Nolasco. Terrero led off the inning with a double. Brannigan then doubled to score him. Johnson walked and Polanco singled to bring in a pair. The 2-2 pitch to Nolasco. Franzen hunting the first out. He'll have to wait, though. A pickoff throw to second. Polanco's back easily. Charlene hugging the base. He's watching that ball in the glove of the second baseman, Jorge. He tried to pump fake Charlene. He'll now hop off the bag and reclaim his lead. He has a massive lead at second. I'd throw over again. He won't. Pitch comes home, misses in the dirt. Polanco's going to steal third without a throw. Stolen base number 16 of the year for Polanco. The third of the inning for Bradenton. Full count now to Nolasco. A walk would put men at the corners for Yordani De Los Santos, who's 2-for-2 tonight. Infield comes in yet again in the inning. The 3-2 pitch to Nolasco. Grounds it hard into the glove of the shortstop. Acosta throws home to get Polanco, and the throw is in time. Charlene was not really chugging for the dish. He thought he'd be in there routinely, and I don't blame him. Rodolfo hit it hard towards short, but a great throw from Acosta had to be perfect and was. Polanco cut down at the plate for the first out. Nolasco reaches on the fielder's choice play. Jonathan Johnston arguing it. Charlene looked out from up here. And as captain of the Marauders Homer fan club, if I'm saying he's out, I guarantee you he's out. A ball where Charlene stays at third. Acosta had waited enough time to throw home that Nolasco might have beat it out anyway. De Los Santos bats now, pickoff to first. Nolasco barely gets back. He has given me a couple of heart attacks on pickoff moves this season. It was a tight throw over. Rodolfo, with 7 stolen bases this year, has been caught 3 times stealing. First pitch to De Los Santos, who's 2-for-2 tonight. He shows bunt, pulls back. Fastball misses above the belt for ball one. Marauders have scored 3 in the inning. 3 hits, a walk. RBI for Brannigan and a pair for Polanco. Franz and Seth. Tough inning here. His 1-0 pitch to De Los Santos. Yordani cracks it on the ground. Foul, third base side. A little early on the fastball, up in the zone for strike one. He singled on a pair of hard hit balls to the left side of the diamond. Was called out to end the third inning on what looked like a double. Beat the throw to the bag by a long ways, but was called out by Laurie, the field umpire. The 1-1 now. De Los Santos, a big cut and a miss. He was selling out for a fastball there and was way out in front of a slider for strike two. Franzen trying to battle back. Got the first out with a little help from his shortstop. The 1-2. Hit in the line to left, over towards the warning track, leaping to make a catch is Hunter. Returning to first is Nolasco, and there's 2 away. Ball hit, 328 out there. Good swing. Every ball De Los Santos has put into play tonight has been really well struck. I think that's the story for all these Marauders tonight. They've had some really hard hit balls. Nick Cimillo up, 1-for-2 tonight, a pop-out and a single. First pitch, cracked on the ground, foul, third base side, misses fair territory by maybe a foot and a half down the third baseline. Strike one to Cimillo. Julian Bosnick got a feel for him. He's been warming up for maybe 30 minutes now in the Marauder bullpen. Got going at the start of the bottom of the fourth and is still throwing to Giovanni Planchart down the right field line. 2 outs and a man at first. Pickoff throw there. Nolasco gets back in time. The throw beat him, but Pino had trouble getting the tag on him. And that saved Nolasco's bacon there. Marauders up 6-3. Double the run and double the hit count of these Tortugas. 0-1 to Cimillo. Takes ball in the dirt. Well blocked by Tanner. Nolasco will stay at first. It's a 1-1 count now. Franzen still trying to battle out of this frame. He's given up 8 hits and 6 earned runs through 4 2/3. His next pitch to Cimillo, hit high in the air to left. Hunter, the left fielder, sprinting onto it, battling with some light pole difficulties, but makes a catch around the chest area for the third out. Bradenton do some damage, though. Three runs score on three hits in the inning. They leave one man on, and we will head to the bottom of the fifth, halfway through this game, with Bradenton up 6-3 when we come back.
This town ain't big, this town ain't small, it's a little of both, they say. Our ball club may be minor league, but at least it's Triple A. We sit below the Marlboro Man, above the Rockville Wall. We do the wave all by ourselves. Hey, Ump, a blind man could have made that call. We like our beer flat as candy. We like our dogs with mustard and relish. We got a great pitcher, what's his name? Well, we can't even spell it. We don't worry about the pen as much. We just like to see the boys hit it deep. There's nothing like the view from the cheap seats. Call it a win, go off to toast the boys again. That local band is back in town.
Back here on the Marauder Radio Network, bottom of the fifth inning in Daytona. Young Bucks 6, Tortugas 3, the score halfway through the contest. Marauders bring Julian Bosnick out of the bullpen. The left-hander, born in Pittsburgh, raised in Tampa, with a 4.22 ERA this year. Team save leader with 5. Gets a first pitch strike to Hector Rodriguez, ties him up, up and in with a fastball for strike one. Bosnick in 32 innings has struck out 41 and walked 23. His 0-1. Breaking ball, cut foul, first base side for a strike, it's 0-2. Bosnick with the fastball in the low 90s, breaking ball in the low 70s to high 60s. He's dropped a curve as low as 66 this season, has gotten the fastball up to 93. Has moved out of that closer role to more of a middle relief spot. His 0-2. Breaking ball, weakly grounded toward short. De Los Santos fields. Rodriguez running hard for first, but the throw beats him for the first out. Three pitches and a slow roller for Bosnick to get his night going on the mound. Obviously, the big loss of Ryan Harbin earlier this week. He was called up to Greensboro, has yet to make an appearance there. We'll be following him closely. Bosnick got the save night one of the season. Carlos Jorge bats for Daytona now. Takes the first pitch heater below the zone for ball one. Jorge looking strikeout and a walk tonight. Bosnick's 1-0. Breaking ball misses outside. 2-0 the count to Jorge. Left-handed hitting second baseman entered the game with a .284 average this year. 2-0 from Bos. Fastball misses low, 3-0. Kellington, with 4 innings pitched, gave up 4 hits, 3 earned. Walked 1 and struck out 5. Next pitch from Boz, ball 4. Fastball misses way low, and a 90-foot free pass on 4 offerings. Handed out to Jorge with 1 out in the bottom of the 5th. And at first for Sal Stewart. He's the only Tortuga that's reached base in every trip so far. A single and a walk for him. He was left stranded both times he reached base. First pitch to him. Big breaking ball misses high for ball one. Slipped out of the hand of Bosnick. 5 straight balls after dominating the first at-bat against Rodriguez on 3 pitches. Small lead at first. Pickoff throw there. Runner is back with a dive safely. Ahead of the throw and the tag. Bullpen is quieted down now for Daytona. Doubt we'll see Franzen again. The 1-0. Fastball misses high and outside. It's 2-0, and that'll bring the catcher Alfonso out to the mound. And Marauder pitching coach Matt Ford going to join him. Not as scenic as a backdrop as we had last night. No fireworks tonight. Overcast skies. Sal Stewart right now is still standing in the batter's box taking practice swings. We've seen Jason Worth, former major leaguer, often just stand in the batter's box in his batting stance for a whole mound visit before. Stewart actually had his Evo Shield fly off on his practice hack, so had to throw that back on. Got some Air Jordan cleats. Bright white color. The 2-0 to him. Misses in the dirt. 3-0. Bosnick, seven straight balls. At risk of walking two to bring the tying run to the plate with one away here in the fifth. Bosnick set the 3-0. Fastball down the middle, taken by Stewart for strike one. Bos trying to battle back now. Struggled in his last few outings late in games. Trying to string together a zero here. Pickoff throw to first, diving back safely. Well ahead of the throw is Jorge. Smillo does not bother with a tag attempt on this occasion. Outfielders playing pretty deep. Middle infielders at double play depth, the 3-1. Fastball, call the ball, good spot. Seen that one go both ways tonight. A walk put a pair on. Back-to-back free passes, Stewart put on by base on balls for the second time tonight. He's reached in all three trips. Cade Hunter up now, strikeout and a reach on a fielder's choice play. 0 for 2 at the dish. Virginia Tech Hokie. Boz set, 2-on, 1 away. First pitch. Hunter takes breaking ball outside and in the dirt. Omar with a nice pick to keep the runners at bay. It's 1-0. Bosnick struggling to find the zone here. He's thrown just four strikes. Facing now his fourth batter. The 1-0. Fastball in the inner half, thigh high for strike one to even things up. Good bounce back heater. Jorge, the runner at second with blazing speed. Stewart runs well at first. The 1-1. Fastball straight down the middle. Hunter must have been expecting something else because he got a good pitch to hit and watched it for strike two. Bosnick trying to bounce back with a K. Left-hander set, looks at Stewart at first and Jorge at second. The pitch misses way outside and gets by Alfonso. Both runners will advance 90 feet on the wild pitch. A ball to count 2-2, and now two men in scoring position. Base hit would make it a one-run game here. Similarly to last night, every time the Marauders started to pull away a little bit, Daytona were there to answer. Bosnick set the 2-2 pitch to Hunter with one away in the bottom of the fifth. Cut on and miss, strike three. A fastball that splits the outer half at the knees. Gets Bosnick a massive second out in the inning. ...89 miles an hour of left-handed goodness from Bosnick. It's a much-needed punch-out to bring Cam Collier to the plate. 0 for 2 tonight, a ground-out and a pop-out for him. Lefty-lefty matchup, first pitch. Ball in the dirt, called a strike, gets away from Alfonso. He's shaken up, and a runner's going to come home to score to make it a two-run game. I have no idea what happened. The pitch was called a strike, but it was a ball that got away from Omar. I think Bosnick must have gotten the wrong sign there. I think Alfonso expecting breaking ball, and he got a fastball that hit him square in the chest. Jonathan Johnson out there to talk with him. Looks at a Haesler out there as well. Omar seems to be okay. It's got to be score to pass ball, though, I assume, since it hit him square in the chest. Jorge scores. That was a fastball right down the middle. The center ninth quadrant of the plate. 0-1 the count to Collier. Run scores on the pass ball to make it a two-run contest. 0-1 now. Big breaking ball grounded towards short. De Los Santos fields the routine roller and throws to first in time to end the inning. One run comes in of the unearned variety for the Tortugas. They still trail your Marauders 6-4 going to the sixth when we come back.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, September 2nd to celebrate you, the best fans in baseball. Fan Appreciation Night will feature 9 innings of prizes and giveaways, and you can't have a great night at the ballpark without some post-game fireworks presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets for this premium game today at BrainsandMarauders.com.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, July 22nd as we celebrate Pride Night at Leecon Park. Your Marauders will take on Fort Myers at 6:30, and we invite all of you to take in a Marauders victory as we host Pride in the Plaza to celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology, and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Back here on the Marauder Radio Network, top of the sixth inning at Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona. Marauders 6, Tortugas 4 the score with 4 innings to play. New arm to the mound is left-hander Rob Hensey for the home team. An 0-1 record with a 5.4 ERA, making his 8th outing of the year. Has 2 starts on the season, has tossed 18 and a third. Has struck out 21 and walked 10. Big number that pops out, 288, the batting average against. First pitch to Omar Alfonso. Fastball bounced towards short, into the glove of the shortstop Acosta's throw to first in plenty of time for out number one. It's a quick start to the night for Hensey. Ari Franz in the starter's night comes to an end, gives up 6 runs, all of them earned. Off of 8 hits in 5 innings. Walking 3 and striking out 2. Jesus Castillo bats now, an infield pop out and a 2-RBI single tonight. First pitch to him, good breaking ball. Back doors Castillo, taken for strike one. Oh, 1 from Hensey. Castillo grounds it hard through the right side of the infield, a base hit. He's now got a hit from either side of the plate in the game tonight. 1-for-2 as a lefty and 1-for-1 as a righty. 1-out single sends us to the top of the order, and Emmanuel Torero, he broke up a 11 straight at-bat streak of not reaching safely with a poke double into left that looked like it was going to be caught by the shortstop but fell harmlessly. First pitch to him here, shows bunt, pulls back at a fastball that lands in the high and outside corner for strike one call. Castillo with good speed at first has 15 stolen bases this year. Held on tight to the bag by Pino. Hensey set the 0-1 pitch to Torero. And Manuel waits on a breaking ball, takes it for a strike low and in. It's 0-2. 6-4 Bradenton the score. 9 hits to the 4 of Daytona. But like last night, for the Marauders, Tortugas have cashed in on walks. The 0-2 to Torero. Manuel takes fastball, misses outside. It was a good frame effort from Tanner. Right on the edge. 1-2 the count to Torero. It's a gutsy take in an 0-2 count. Hensey set the 1-2 now with one away. Torero fouls off a breaking ball straight into the catcher. Tanner, he's shaken up by it, but quickly to his feet and walking it off. A foul tip spoil earns Torero another 1-2. And Manuel steps back in. Catcher Tanner okay. Henze shakes off a few signs and comes set. Fifth pitch of the trip, the second 1-2 offering. Torero takes fastball, misses upstairs, I assume. Man, that was a stone-cold strike. Looking at it on TrackMan here. That was a meaty strike. Call the ball, it's 2-2 now. Pitch from Henze. Torero bounces it foul, third base side, we'll do it again. Torero handed another life here. Seventh pitch of the trip upcoming. No ABS here. No challenge system at all. It's all old school umpiring. You're going to have moments like that. The 2-2 breaking ball is bounced in the dirt. Castillo took a big jump towards second. Catcher Tanner recollected it quickly, and Costi sprinted back to first safely. 3-2 the count to Torero. Trying to draw the Marauders' fourth walk of the game. Base hit ball for scenario four. Eighth pitch of the at-bat. Hensie's 3-2 to Torero. We'll have to wait. It's a pickoff throw to first that pulls Pino, the first baseman, off the bag. Castillo gets back on his feet. Not too much to worry about. I think Henze was thinking the same thing I was, that Castillo might take off here to try and eliminate a double play. 3-2. Castillo stays as the pitches call the ball up and away. Another really close offering. I think that one, you say, is a ball. A walk for Torero on the eighth pitch of the trip puts two on with one out for Jack Brannigan. And this is about the last guy you want to see at the plate right now. Branny, 1-for-3 today with an RBI double. Castillo at second, Torero at first. Two guys in top three in the team with stolen bases. First pitch to Brannigan. Fastball misses in. Delayed steal from the Marauders. Torero's into second. Ooh. Called out. Looked like he got under the tag on the delayed steal. But he's going to get hammered. And also got tagged, it looked like, up around the face area. He's holding his nose now. Torero caught stealing, but Castillo with a stolen base. He's into third, but that makes this run-scoring chance a lot more pressure-filled for Brannigan now. Has taken just one at-bat with runners in scoring position tonight. And doubled on a flare to right. Torero with now a near league-leading caught-stealing total. 1-0 to Brannigan, misses way outside. 2-0 now. Castillo at third. His stolen base gives him 16 on the year. Marauders with six players above 15 stolen bases this season. The 2-0. Brannigan takes fastball. Good spot, but call the ball. 2-1 the count. First pitch must have been called a strike, I suppose. Just didn't see the call, caught up in the stolen base drama. The 2-1. Brannigan takes ball in the dirt. 3-1 now. With a base at first and a guy like Jack Brannigan at the plate, not the worst idea to fire a couple pitches down near the dirt, but still have to face Shaleen Polanco or Tamar Johnson. Doesn't get much easier after Brannigan. Henze set the 3-1 with two away. Brannigan fouls off a high heater out of play. First base side for strike two in the count full. That was his pitch. Full count with two outs. Castillo at third. Marauders up 6-4. Jack Brannigan will call time and step out. Base hit would restore the lead to three runs. It's the Marauders' largest total tonight of an advantage. And would put us in darn near the same spot. It was a 7-3 game after six innings last night. Payoff pitch to Brannigan. Cracks one foul on the ground. Third base side. We'll do it again. Back-to-back lengthy at-bats worked by Marauders hitters. Eight pitches to Terrero, now the seventh offering here to Brannigan. The second 3-2 with two away from Hensie coming home. Brannigan takes eye-level fastball nowhere near the strike zone. A comfortable take for ball four. That'll put men at the corners now for Tamar Johnson. He's walked twice and is 0-for-1 tonight. Popped out to the third baseman Collier back in the third inning. Tamar with a team-leading 313 average with runners in scoring position. 31 RBI. Can make it at least 32 with a hit. First pitch. Takes eye-level heater for ball one. You feel for Hensie, who thought he was out of the inning a couple times in the at-bat to Terrero. Some good-looking offerings that went against him. The 1-0 to Johnson. Tamar takes fastball low near the dirt. It's 2-0. Like I said, after Tamar, it doesn't get easier if he's able to walk or reach here. Have to face Shaolin Polanco, the cleanup man. Marauders have backed Hensie into a corner here. Trying to toss a scoreless frame. 2-0 pitch. Called a strike on the outer half. Hensie nibbles well. 2-1 the count to Johnson. Brannigan at first, Castillo at third. Jesus singling, Brannigan walking in this inning. Hensie's 2-1 pitch. Tamar bounces it weakly to first. Pino, the first baseman, has it in the glove. He takes it to the bag himself to end the inning. Marauders get three men on, but do not score in the frame. We will go to the bottom of the sixth with Bradenton up 6-4 when we come back.
It gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Well, we fogged up the windows in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love.
Back here for the bottom of the sixth at Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona. Julian Bosnick set to toss his second inning. Gave up an unearned run in the fifth on a passed ball. His first pitch to Pino is bounced up the middle weakly into the glove of Castillo. He throws to first, one away. Got on top of a ball up in the strike zone. That's a comfortable start to the inning for Boz. Help him steady himself after a tough break in the fifth. Faces Victor Acosta now. 0-for-2 with a strikeout and reached once on a fielder's choice. First pitch to him. Big looping breaking ball at 71 from Bosnick. Misses high and outside. It's 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. Acosta takes letter high fastball. It's 2-0. Pirates play tonight at 10:10 Eastern. Always nice to be able to go back to the hotel and throw that on. Couple former Marauders. The 2-0 from Bosnick sends the bat flying out of the hands of Acosta and into the Tortuga dugout. you want to talk about a big swing and a miss, how about a big bat throw and a miss? That's strike one, the count 2-1. No re-grip of the pine tar from Acosta either. He's just going to go back out there. Quickly, the 2-1 pitch is popped up in the air. De Los Santos, another loud call and a catch for the second out. Happy we got the out there, but just from a baseball perspective in general, if I'm Acosta there, I'm calling time and I'm taking a second. He stepped into the box the second that he could, and with the new rules, once the batter's in that box and he looks anywhere near the mound, Bosnick can pitch, and he threw the ball instantly. And it seems like he just ambushed Acosta. Almonte will bat now. Takes a first pitch, looping breaking ball in the outer half for strike one. Bosnick a chance at a 1-2-3 frame. Try and send us to the seventh, still up by a pair. The 0-1. Fastball at the knees, called a strike. Almonte rears his head back at the call. It was tight to the zone. Now the 0-2. Cut on and missed. Strike three. Bosnick with an 8-pitch bottom of the sixth with a punch out to top it off. A third of the game to play here. Jackie Robinson, Marauders 6, Tortugas 4, the score, and we come back on the Marauder Radio Network.
Sheriff's Office on our Coeur d'Alene, operator 8.
We are the hub of activity for the Manatee County Sheriff's Office.
Exactly what happened?
Do you have a name?
We got him.
The voices behind the scenes.
Went ahead and attached.
We are the ones responsible for making sure that our citizens and our responders connect together in their time of need.
The most enjoyable aspect of my job probably would be knowing that I've helped someone in a situation where they didn't think they had any hope.
1 North 21, priority 2.
I need an officer, please.
1 North 21.
If you're looking for something that's fast-paced, that's exciting, something that you'll never get tired of, definitely try dispatch at the Manatee County Sheriff's Office.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, July 14th for Nine Devils Tribute Night at Lecom Park. The Marauders will wear Nine Devils-themed jerseys to honor the Negro League pioneers of baseball in Bradenton that were a part of the game's great history that paved the way for Black and African American players in the game of baseball. Get your tickets to Nine Devils Night at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey, bub.
Back here for the top of the seventh in Daytona. Marauders up 6-4, Shalin Polanco leading off. First pitch. Takes a big home run, swing and a miss for strike one. Hensy still in the game on the mound. Gave up a walk and a single, but able to get out of the sixth inning scoreless. His 0-1 to Polanco. Shalin takes a big cut and a miss. Change up away, beats him for strike two. Shalin will call time and step out. Marauders got two in the second, one in the third, and three in the fifth. It's been no shortage of runs in this series. 0-2. Shalin pops it foul and out of play, back behind home plate, earns himself another chance. Fourth pitch of the trip in the second, 0-2 offering from Hensy in the lefty-lefty battle. Shalin bounces it foul, first base side, headed towards the Marauder bullpen. They got Owen Schartz on catcher protector duty for Carlos Lamelli, who's warming up now. Polanco set in the box, the third 0-2 pitch from Hensy to Shalin. Left-hander fires home. Polanco takes, able to watch a breaking ball miss outside for ball one. Good take from Shalin. The 1-2 now from the left-hander. Taken, call the ball. Good spot. Tight take for Shalin to stay alive, and it's 2-2 now. After a couple of chases to start the trip, the 2-2 pitch now. Misses way up and inside. Polanco takes on the form of John Wick. Leans out of the way of one up near the chin. A full count now. Eighth pitch of the at-bat. 3-2. Misses outside, ball four. What a wacky at-bat for Polanco. Chases two breaking balls to start. And then takes two pitches and fouls them off. And then watches four straight balls walking to lead off the inning. He has 16 stolen bases on the season. Already has one tonight. Rodolfo Nolasco bats now. 1-for-3 tonight with a solo homer. Lefty-righty matchup. First pitch. Nolasco hits one high in the air, deep to left. Going back on it is Hunter. He's looking up, and it is out of here. Let it ride. Nolasco will touch them all for the second time tonight. A two-run homer doubles the lead. It's 8-4 Marauders. 100 miles per hour off the bat and 414 feet into the Florida night sky. Have a night, Rodolfo Nolasco. His 10th homer of the year and his 38th and 39th runs batted in. A sweet swing from Rodolfo, first pitch of the trip. Yordani De Los Santos up now, takes a big cut and a miss at a first pitch heater away for strike one. De Los Santos 2-for-3 tonight, pair of singles and a flyout. The 0-1, big cut and a big miss, beaten by a fastball away again for strike two. Henze trying to bounce back quickly. The 0-2 to De Los Santos. Fouled off, a good defensive swing, fights away a changeup to stay alive. Lasco 2-for-4 with 3 RPI and 2 homers tonight. The 0-2 again. De Los Santos tips it into the mitt of Tanner. Strike 3 and there's 1 away. Good bounce back K from Hensie. Brings up Nick Cimillo. Cimillo 1-for-3, a single, a pop out, and a fly out. First pitch, Cimillo takes a late swing and a miss at a low off-speed pitch for strike one. Hensy rocks and fires the 0-1 offering. Cimillo takes, pitch misses low and in, a ball, and we're even at 1-1. Nobody up in the bullpen. They're just going to have Hensy eat this one. As he misses high and outside, it's 2-1. You feel for him. Obviously, Daytona bringing in a position player in a four-run game last night. 2-1 pitch. Cimillo skies it. Shallow left center, right center rather. Couple men converge. Second baseman after it. For the second time tonight, a ball is going to drop. And Cimillo is into second with a double. That is 100% on the second baseman, Carlos Jorge. He had Almonte, the right fielder, and the center fielder, Rodriguez, right there. I assume the outfielders were calling him off, but he just did not move. It goes down as a double for Cimillo, his second hit of the night. Man at second with one away, and Marauders are going to pinch run the stolen base king, Davis Nadal. 18 stolen bases and 19 attempts for Davis this year. Good night for Cimillo. Finishes 2-for-4, a double and a single and a run scored. Nadal pinch running. Means you'll likely see Castillo play first and Nadal man in middle infield spot. First pitch to Omar Alfonso, misses low and outside for ball one. Omar 0-for-2 tonight. A walk, a strikeout, and a ground out. Is 3-for-8 this year with runners in scoring position. 1-0 pitch from Hensy. Davies takes a big secondary lead but does not go as a fastball low and away is called for strike one. The 1-1. Misses low and away. Two balls and a strike now. Two-one count with one away. Dave East at second. Omar Alfonso at the plate. Pitch. Nadal takes off. Misses inside. Throw down to third. Nowhere near. Nadal steals his 19th base of the season and is now 90 feet away from making it a five-run game. That's why they put him in. Now a ground ball, a sack fly. Anything will get the Marauders their ninth run of the night. 3-1 the count to Omar. Pitch. Misses high. Ooh, called a strike, and it's a full count. Fastball looked up above the belt. Infield is in. Full count with one away to Omar Alfonso. Nadal at third. The pitch from Hensie. Misses way outside for ball four. Nadal retreats to the bag after a fake back pick throw from the catcher, Tanner. The seventh time tonight, a Marauder has walked, and there's men at the corners now for Jesus Castillo. We'll see a mound visit now here for the Tortugas. Still a bit of sunshine off in the distance, poking behind the clouds, but lights in full effect here. These are the kind of ballparks I remember going to. Minor league games growing up. Kane County. Beloit especially reminds me of this place. Old Beloit Stadium. The Snappers, as they used to be called and should still be called. I'm not a fan of the Skycarp name. The Beloit Snappers played at a municipal park. It was a plywood outfield wall with a chalk scoreboard and left. A grandstand behind home plate that maybe sat 300 people. There were concrete dugouts, no advertising, wooden benches, and the dugouts were actually about, I'd say, 15 feet away from the bleachers that were moved away from it, and there was just high school-style metal bleachers. The clubhouses were trailers. The batting cage was in a garage. It was minor league baseball at its finest. First pitch to Castillo after the mound visit. Misses outside after a show of bunt for ball one. Jesus 2-for-3 tonight. Pair of well-struck singles. Has two RBI to his name. Could make it three right here. He's the perfect guys to have to lay down a squeeze bunt. The 1-0. Costi takes fastball thigh high on the inner half for strike one called. Talking to a lot of guys in the clubhouse yesterday and today. Has a bold Durham feel to the place. Classic stadium. The 1-1, Castillo flips it foul and out of play. First base side for strike two, so now unlikely to see the squeeze bunt chance for Castillo. And a good crowd here again tonight. Not nearly as close naturally to the full house on the fourth. The 1-2 to Castillo with one away and men at the corners. Swing and a miss. He chases an eye-level fastball for strike three and out number two. Marauders trying to avoid leaving a pair on base. It's going to be in Manuel Torero. Try and cash in here. Nadal at third, Alfonso at first. Torero 1-for-3 tonight. A fly-out, strikeout, double and walk. Hensie set, first pitch to him. Torero hits one high in the air to left. Chasing after it towards foul territory as Hunter still going, and the ball drops maybe 5 feet into foul territory, halfway down the line and left. A long strike number one for Torero. Carlos Lamelli still getting in the warm-up tosses in the bullpen. Now a right-hander throwing for Daytona. Next pitch, Torero fastball way low and outside is called a strike, and it's 0-2. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Marauders with men at the corners here in the top of the seventh. Two runs already across in the inning. Hensie comes set, the 0-2 pitch to Torero. Swung on and missed, strike three. Man, pitch in the dirt and a foot outside is chased to end the inning. It's stretch time in Daytona. The Marauders with a two-run homer in the frame from Nolasco is second of the night. Gives us a four-run lead with 2.5 to go when we come back on the Marauder Radio Network.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game. Take me out to the ball. The crowd, buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game. Yeah. Ball game, take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes. You're
back here for the bottom of the seventh inning. Carlos Lamelli on the mound. His first pitch misses inside for ball one to Logan Tanner. Jesus Castillo playing at first now. Davies Nadal at second. Lamelli's 1-0. Tanner shoots it foul and out of play. Right field side for strike one. Outfield positions remain the same. Nadal pinch ran for Cimillo. So he'll flip positions with Castillo, who plays first now and was at second base. The 1-1. Tanner takes center cut for strike two called. Carlos this year in what is now his 21st outing has a 4.26 ERA. 31 and two-thirds pitch. Says struck out 38 and walked 12. The 1-2 to Tanner leading off the home seventh. Cut on and missed strike three. Cutter away from Lamelli. Spins by the bat of Tanner and there's one away. Sends us to the top of the order for the Tortugas, and Hector Rodriguez, his two-run home run in the second inning, gave Daytona their first and only lead of the series. It lasted for just 3 at-bats. He's 1-for-3 tonight. First pitch to him. Fastball fouled off the foot of the batter in the box. Out towards the mound it goes. Chalk it up as strike number one. The first homer of the series, but Rodolfo Nolasco's answered with a pair of blasts. 0-1 with one out. Lamelli trying to keep the good times rolling. The pitch misses high and outside of fastball. Well off the strike zone, and it's 1-1. Rodgers out hitting the Tortugas 11-4 tonight. Lamelli's 1-1. Call the ball. Good spot up and in. 2-1 the count to Rodriguez. Top of the order batsman. Hits from the left side. Lamelli's 2-1 pitch on its way. Hit high in the infield. Davies Nadal chases it back into the grass now. Still running. Shalene Polanco. Nobody can find it. And it's going to drop. The Tortugas get a little chance to feel what it's like for a pop fly to drop for them. And funny enough, it's Rodriguez who was part of a drop fly ball back in the last half inning. Counted as a double. Marauders have two pop fly doubles tonight. Now the Tortugas get one of their own with one away in the inning. It's the worst time of night for a ball to end up high above the light poles. A grayish-blue sky, still not fully dark, but not enough sunlight to track it well. And the light poles here in Daytona, really, really low to the field. Carlos Jorge up, takes first pitch at the ankles for ball one. It's the first hit since the second inning for Daytona. They had one in the first, three in the second. The 1-0 with one away. Taken, fastball, hammers the outer half, 92 on the gun for strike one called. Marauders up 8-4. Lamelli trying to get us one step closer to our third straight win. The 1-1 from Carlos. Bounced in the dirt, great block by Alfonso. He's had a battle behind the plate tonight. 2-1 the count as a ball gets away from the bullpen warm-up for the Tortugas and onto the field. I think Jack Brannigan was looking around thinking, where the heck did that come from? 2-1 the count to Jorge. Melly set, check second. Right-hander fires. Ball's popped, fouling out of play, up and over the press box for strike two. Pair of piece to Jorge with one away. Rodriguez at second on the pop fly double. Castillo at first, Nadal at second. De Los Santos at short and Branny at third. The pitch. Weakly grounded back to the mound. Lamelli fields it behind his back, and they got the runner in a rundown. What a play by Carlos De Los Santos. Chases Brannigan, tags him out, throws over to first. Retreating there safely is Jorge. That is one of the most unbelievable grabs I have ever seen. Carlos Lamelli stuck his glove behind his back and snared a ball that was hit pretty well straight up the middle. My goodness. He straight up stuck his glove right on his tailbone and caught the ball, had the presence of mind to throw to third, and they get Rodriguez, the lead runner, caught out in the rundown for out number two. Sal Stewart up now. Takes a first pitch, swing and a miss, set a ball in the dirt for strike one. What a freaking play by Carlos. Pitchers are players too. The 0-1 now to Stewart, who's walked twice and singled tonight, is grounded for a base hit to right field. Squirts between Castillo and Nadal. Station to station, Jorge up to second, and Stewart at first, he has a two-hit night. And if not for that grab and getting the lead runner at third, that's probably a run-scoring single for Stewart. Instead, two on with two out and still a four-run Marauder lead. Hope I described that backhand grab as best I could. I wish we had a camera on it. I'm sure we'll pull it from the scouting cameras tonight and watch that one back in game review tomorrow. Cade Hunter up now, 0 for 3. Hits one in the air to center, but straight at Shaolin Polanco, who makes a routine catch to end the inning. A scoreless bottom of the seventh with a SportsCenter top 10 worthy play from Carlos Lamelli sends us to the eighth. Two innings to go. Young Bucks up 4 when we come back.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams, and happiness ain't out of reach. Hard work pays off the way it should, enough to know that we've got it good. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. There's a lady that stands in a harbor for what we believe. And there's a bell that still echoes the price that it costs to be free.
Back here on the Marauder Radio Network for the top half of the eighth. Young Bucks up 8-4. Brody Jesse enters the game on the mound, the right-hander from Anchorage, Alaska for Daytona. Jesse this year with a 3.86 ERA has pitched 7 innings, striking out 9 and walking 6. He faces Jack Brannigan. A double, a walk, and 2 ground outs tonight for Branny. First pitch. Takes a ball in the dirt. That one, I think, hit the catcher Tanner in a spot we all know as a guy is not fun. And he's having trouble here. And they're going to have to bring in a catcher for him. Gosh, I know that feeling. The guy that pitched last night, good point. He's going to come in to catch now for Tanner. We were just talking about him, joined by the TrackMan master for Daytona here in the booth next to me. What a weird couple of games. We had three pop fly doubles tonight. We had 14 walks last night. We had a catcher pitch 2 innings for Daytona yesterday, and now he's going to catch 2 innings tonight. And then mixed in with that, we have Nolasco with 2 400-plus foot homers. A behind-the-back play from a pitcher. Tanner's still in pain, and he's put up a crazy fight behind home plate these past few games. He has saved a lot of runs, stopping some balls in the dirt and thrown off the plate. The pitcher, Jesse, you can tell, feeling for his battery mate right now. I don't know if we're going to wait here. We saw manager Julio Murillo for Daytona kind of put up the stop sign to the bullpen. Salcedo does have the gear on. I think they're going to try and see if Tanner can tough this one out. I commend him, but I think at this point he's been down for a long while. Might just want to bring in a different backstop here. Athletic trainer out there talking to him. Breaking ball in the dirt, but it took a really nasty hop. Tanner, I think, just misjudged the bounce. Pitch was actually in the strike zone. You think it hit him on the fly? Wow. Tanner's going to come out of the game here. So he'll walk off to the dugout. And catcher turned pitcher now back into a catcher. Andrew Salcedo comes into the game. I'm sure somewhere somebody knows the last time a guy pitched 2 innings and then caught the 2 innings the next day. But this is a weird one. 1-0 the count to Brannigan. Pitch was a stone-cold strike, too. I think if not for the ball kicking away like it did, that would have been a classic ABS strike. Pitch that bounces 10 feet away from home plate but goes down as a strike. Catcher Salcedo talking with Jesse now. It's 1-0 the count to Brannigan. Hope that the catcher Stewart's going to be okay here. He's walking off to the clubhouse now. Now, what can we see to top all the weird stuff that's happened. Brannigan will step in after a couple of warm-up tosses to the new catcher. 1-0 the count to Branny. 1-for-3 tonight with an RBI double and a walk. OBP north of 550 entering this game, and he's right on pace for that tonight. Jesse's 1-0 pitch. Brannigan takes fastball, misses in 2-0. Think how much that hurt the catcher. It's obviously got to shake up a pitcher. You would think if the ball caught Jesse there on the fly, it had to be a miscommunication. 2-0 now to Brannigan. Fastball called a strike. Gets a slight piece of the inner half, and it's 2-1. Middle infielder's playing back. Jesse set the righties. 2-1 pitch to Branny. Fastball called the ball. Saw a lot of the plate. 3-1 the count now. Hitter advantage count for a hot bat. Brannigan trying to make it 3 straight trips, reaching base safely. Jesse's 3-1 offering. Brannigan takes, breaking ball misses, letter high for ball 4. 5 plate appearances. Brannigan has reached safely on 3 of them tonight. Guy with a last 10 OBP at 550 is somehow going to launch that even higher. Termar Johnson bats now. 2 walks, a ground out, and a pop out tonight. Was hitless yesterday as well. First pitch to him from Jesse. Termar takes fastball in a good spot on the outer half, but call the ball, and it's 1-0. Oh, it's well outside. Good job by Salcedo to yank it back in. Brannigan at first has a stolen base tonight, 17 on the season. The 1-0. Fastball, call the strike up and in. Count even at a pitch apiece. Talked about it in our pregame show interview with Jack Brannigan. Asked him about that stolen base race with Davies Nadal. His battle gets a little tougher as Davies swiped one earlier tonight. And Termar calls time now after a long wait. I think I hear one fan booing. One's across the board. 1-1 count with one runner on. Jesse fires. Johnson takes. Off-speed pitch misses low and away. It's 2-1. Past the 2-hour mark in tonight's game. Approaching the 2:15 spot. 2-1 to Johnson. Brannigan takes off for second. Termar takes a huge cut and a miss at a fastball, and Brannigan's in there. Oh, wow. Jeez almighty, that wasn't even close. Brannigan called out. He was safe by a mile. Jonathan Johnston out to argue it. Wow. I've said it before. If JJ's going out there, there's a good reason for it. That was nowhere close. And Brannigan's called out. It's the second time he's been caught this year. Put an asterisk next to it. Strike on the pitch, and it's 2-2. Jesse's 2-2 to Termar with one away now. Check swing, appeal, and now he's rung up. How can a first base umpire see a left-handed hitter's bat? That's ridiculous. Alex Laurie having a heck of a night. There's 2 away. Termar frustrated with it. Charlene Polanco bats now. 1-for-3. A 2 RBI single and a walk. Has scored a run as well. First pitch from Jesse. Charlene hits one high in the air to right. Hooking foul. Towards the Marauder clubhouse. It gets out of play. Ball probably went 200 feet in the air. 0-1 the count now to Charlene. 65-degree launch angle. The 0-1. Blanco takes. Ball misses low. Count even. Ball and a strike to Charlene with two away here in the top of the eighth. Bases empty. Pitch. Cut on and miss. Charlene takes a home run swing, but beaten by a 95-mile-per-hour fastball. Center cut for strike two. Jesse trying to hang a zero. Righty set. The 1-2 to Polanco. Misses way inside. Fastball yanked off the inner half. 2-2 the count. Deuces wild to Charlene. Rodgers got two in the second, one in the third, three in the fifth, and two in the seventh. Polanco trying to extend the eighth. Pitch. Cut on and miss. Strike three. Breaking ball has Polanco out in front to end the inning. Rodgers set down in a roundabout 1-2-3 fashion. We'll go to the bottom of the eighth. Bradenton 8, Daytona 4 the score. Back here for the bottom of the eighth inning in Daytona. Rodgers up 8-4. Carlos Lamelli remains in the game. Castillo at third now. Mojica plays at first. Yordani De Los Santos still at short. Nadal still at second. And Alfonso still catching. Pitch to Collier. Misses high. A ball. Count even. He's trying to sort out the defensive changes. So caught you in the middle of the first pitch of the inning here. Castillo now has played three of the four infield positions tonight. Next pitch to Collier, fisted foul and out of play, third base side for strike two. Lamelli gave up a pair of hits, but was able to get out of the seventh inning unscathed. Picked up a punch out in the process. No empty bullpen, they might let Carlos try to get the last nine outs in this one. Might be wrong, but I think that then qualifies him for the save. The 1-2. Collier takes. Ball low and in towards the toes. Pair of piece. Even up to the Reds' number four prospect. Lamelli set the 2-2 pitch. Taken. Call the ball. Good spot. Just misses low. And it's a full count to Collier. Collier 0-for-3 tonight. Having a rough go of things. Lamelli set, trying to avoid a leadoff walk. 3-2 pitch. Hit high in the air to center. Charlene Polanco racing back towards the wall. Over his head and over the wall it goes on the hop. A ground rule double for Collier to lead off the bottom of the eighth for the Tortugas. 1-0-4 off the bat. Need about 25 more feet to get it over the wall. Charlene had a good read on it, sprinted straight back, but ball was placed well and hit too hard to try and grab. Brings up Yacel Pino. Pino 1-for-3 tonight. A single in the second, a strikeout in the third, and a one-pitch ground out in the sixth. Marauders have managed to keep Daytona off the board since the fifth inning. Torts got three in the second and one in that fifth. First pitch to Pino, hit hard into the glove of De Los Santos, who dives and makes the glove play, but could not get to his feet and throw to first. It does accomplish a mission of keeping Collier at the bag at second. Back-to-back hits put men at first and second with nobody out now. Or Victor Acosta, the shortstop. Marauders with action in the bullpen now. Right-hander Owen Schartz will get loose. Bottom of the eighth inning, two on and nobody out for Acosta. He's 0-for-3, takes first pitch. Off-speed low, it's ball one. 7-8-9 for Daytona. Combined 1-for-9 with four strikeouts. Lamelli's 1-0. Pop Fallon out of play, third base side into the bleacher seating for strike one. Joshua Loshorn now on catcher protector duties in the in-play bullpen down the right field line. Lamelli checks second, the 1-1. Hit on the ground to third. Castillo steps for one. His relay over to first. Called out at first is Acosta. That was another one that could have gone the other way. And this time it goes the Marauders' favor. 5-3 double play. Puts the brakes on what was a hot start to the inning for the Tortugas. Mojica with a great stretch at first. Up to second is Pino. Now Almonte bats, who's 0-for-3. Two strikeouts on three pitches each and a ground out. First pitch, breaking ball misses low from Carlos, 1-0. Marauders finally able to turn a double play. They've had a chance at a few tonight. Two down, a man at second. Carlos is 1-0. Almonte slashes it, foul and out of play. Third base side over the protective netting for strike one. Hear and see some 5th of July fireworks off in the distance now. Out towards, looks like our hotel in the Super Speedway. Ball and a strike pitch. Hit on the ground hard through the left side and into left. Runner Pino will be held at third wisely as the throw in the infield is a seed from Torero. Third hit of the inning puts men at the corners with two away now for Logan Tanner. Now it'll be Andrew Salcedo, who came in defensively to replace Tanner after he was hit in a sensitive area and had to exit the game last half inning. Salcedo this year has posted a 182 batting average. No homers, two RBI, and 12 games played. First pitch to him, two outs and men at the corners. Taken, belt high fastball for strike one. A scream from the Tortuga dugout. Pino in third. Almonte at first. The 0-1. Cut on and missed, a big late swing at a cutter from Salcedo for strike two. O-2 count, two outs. Lamelli trying to toss back-to-back scoreless innings. Right-hander set. The pitch to Salcedo. On its way. Fouled off the foot of the batter in the box. We'll do the 0-2 again. Schartz still loosening in the pen for the young Bucks. Likely see him come in now in the ninth. Daytona have exploded for five hits in the last two innings. Lamelli's still trying to keep him scoreless. The 0-2 again. Fought foul and out of play down the left field line. A high fly ball that lands on top of the Tortuga clubhouse building. Back-to-back 0-2 pitches spoiled by Salcedo to stay alive. O-2 with two Wayan men at the corners. Pitch. Fouled off straight back. Nine-hole hitter battling here. Three straight 0-2 pitches. Fought off foul. Lamelli looking in for the signs from Omar. Come set. Men at the corners. The fourth 0-2 pitch. Weakly grounded towards Nadal at second. He's down to Anita field it and throws to first with more than enough time to get Salcedo and end the inning. Three hits, but no one comes in to score for Daytona. We will go to the ninth. Young Buck goes up 8-4 when we come back for the final inning on the Marauder Radio Network.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here. When you hear Mother Freedom start a ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. All brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
Back here for the top of the ninth in Daytona. Marauders 8, Tortugas 4. Nolasco will lead off the frame. He is 2-for-4 with two home runs tonight. Three runs batted in. First pitch to him. Nolasco takes good-looking breaking ball. Front door drops at the knees for strike one. Jesse struck out a pair and set down the Marauders in a roundabout 1-2-3 fashion in the eighth. The Alaskans 0-1 offering. Lasco takes fastball in a good spot, but maybe misses a hair upstairs. It's 1-1. Even count. Lasco trying to add on to his solid 2-for-4 two-homer night. The 1-1 from the righty. Taken at the knees. Breaking ball. Call the ball. A borderline pitch goes the way of Lasco, and it's 2-1 now. Can audibly hear the frustration from the Tortuga dugout. 2-1 fastball misses eye level. A 3-1 hitter friendly count now. That's a nice perk of being right on top of the dugouts in the home plate area. Someone very upset. 3-1 now. Lasco takes. Slider misses well outside. Ball four. Marauders draw their ninth walk of the night. Brings up your Donnie De Los Santos. He's 2-for-4 with two singles, a line out, and a strikeout. First multi-hit game, and first hit is a single-A player tonight. Big lead at first. Nolasco held to the bag by Pino. First pitch to De Los Santos. Takes fastball, misses High and in off the strike zone. It's 1-0. Marauders bullpen empty now. Might try to save Sharks for another day and send Lomelli back out for three more outs. Jesse's 1-0 pitch to De Los Santos. Cut on and missed. A big swing at a high fastball is late for strike one. A lot of hype around Lonnie White Jr. and Yordani De Los Santos getting called up yesterday. White put together a solid game at the plate, finished 1-for-3 with two walks. De Los Santos was 0-for-4 yesterday, but as I mentioned, 2-for-4 tonight. As Jesse, the pitcher, will step off with two on the pitch clock. And it rolls again as he quickly re-engages the rubber. Nolasco at first, walk to lead off the frame. 1-1 to De Los Santos. Nolasco goes for second, pitch is popped foul, and out of play first base side for strike two. Thunders off the roof of the grandstand. Ball and two, the count to De Los Santos. Nolasco at first with nobody out in the top of the ninth. Marauders up 8-4. No such thing as too many runs. The 1-2 to De Los Santos. Nolasco feints a steal as De Los Santos rips one down the left field line, but foul and out of play. We'll do the 1-2 again. Jesse shakes off the first sign, comes set. The 1-2 again from the Daytona right-handed reliever. A long pause and the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Slider well outside. De Los Santos chases for the first out. He will finish the night 2-for-5. A good account of himself this evening. Brings in Davies Nadal, rather. Pinch ran for Nick Cimello, who finished the night 2-for-4 with a double, a single, and a run scored. Davies this year batting at a 181 mark. Four homers, 16 RBI. Nolasco gets a good jump. Throw down to second is not nearly in time. Nolasco picks up stolen base, number 8 of the year, and puts himself into scoring position. Pitch was called, the ball to Nadal. It's 1-0. 5 is that much safer number. You'd have to load the bases and get another hit to bring the tying run to the plate with that 5-run lead. 1-0 misses way inside to Nadal. Fastball at 93, breezes by his front elbow. 2-0 the count to Davies. Lot of pop in the 5'10", 150-pound frame of Nadal. At one point led this team with 3 homers in the first few weeks of the season. 2-0 misses high and outside a fastball. Nowhere near the strike zone. Comfortable take for Nadal. The count 3-0. Omar Alfonso on deck. Owen Schartz back up and throwing in the bullpen for Bradenton. The 3-0 to Nadal. Taken high, ball 4. Fastball misses above the belt. Second walk of the inning. Puts 2 on with 1 away. 10th time a Marauder has walked tonight. Omar batting now, has walked twice tonight in 4 trips. Now, mound visit from the pitching coach, Willie Blair. Past the 2.5-hour mark in tonight's game. 3 hours and 27 minutes yesterday. Longest 9-inning game in the Florida State League this season. If you exclude rain delays, longest time of game played. There's a few that sit 340, 345, but that's with an hour, hour and a half delay. Marauders once played a 10-inning game that was shorter than last night's contest. Previous record was Bradenton and Dunedin's 3-hour and 24-minute 10-inning matchup. Marauders were down 9-0, were no hit through 6 innings. Then scored one run in the 7th and 8 in the 8th to force extras. Mound meeting over. Alfonso in the box. First pitch to him from the righty. Misses way inside for ball one. Five straight balls from the Daytona right-hander Brody Jesse. Alfonso could walk to load him up for Jesus Castillo. The 1-0 pitch. Taken high and outside, but called a strike in the corner. It's 1-1. Count even to Omar. Jesse set at the belt. The 1-1. Alfonso takes. Breaking ball misses up and in. Bending towards his back shoulder for ball two. Marauders trying to add on more and looking for three outs in the home half of this ninth inning to make it three straight wins. The 2-1 pitch to Alfonso. Misses inside again, 3-1. Three-one count, one out. Nadal at first, Nolasco at second. Time is called. Don't know where that baseball came from. Ball rolling around the home plate area. Now the 3-1 pitch. Called ball four. The 11th time tonight the Marauders have walked. 14 walks last night, 11 tonight. The bases are loaded without a ball put in play. Here in the top of the ninth inning for the Young Buccos. They're single A leaders in walks for a reason. Brings the season total to 426 here in our 76th game. Jesus Castillo bats now, takes first pitch fastball on the inner half, edge of the plate for strike one called. Castillo, 2-for-4 tonight. Two singles, two runs batted in, and a stolen base. The 0-1 from Jesse. Taken low and in, a back foot slider comes up short and inside for ball one. Base hit would put the game away here for the Marauders, more likely than not. Dahl could score backpedaling from second with his speed. Castillo takes a fastball in the up and away corner for strike two, though. Ball and two, the count to the nine-hole hitter. Terrero on deck. Nolasco at third, Nadal at second. Alfonso at first. The 1-2. Taken high for a ball. Fake of a snap throw to third from Salcedo, but retreating safely is Nolasco without a throw. It's 2-2. And another arm warming up in the bullpen for the Tortugas. Looks like Luis May. Next pitch to Castillo. Misses a ball in the count full. The league leader in walks, Jesus Castillo, trying to add to his total. Bases loaded. Full count, one out in the top of the ninth. Jesse set the pitch. On its way. Cut on and missed strike three. Castillo beaten by a fastball upstairs for out number two. It's been boom or bust pitching for Jesse, aside from a runner caught stealing. His only outs have been strikeouts, and there has not been a ball put in play against him. Five walks, four strikeouts, and one man caught stealing. Terrero will bat now with the bases full. First pitch to him, and Manuel takes fastball eye level, springing out of the stands to snare it as the catcher Salcedo. It's ball one. The 1-0 now. Terrero takes a big swing and a miss, almost falls flat to the ground. Going after a 95-mile-per-hour fastball center cut, couldn't catch up to it. It's strike one. Bases still loaded. Three walks to load him up in the inning. The 1-1-2 Terrero takes breaking ball, back door just misses. It's 2-1 now. Jesse, that pitch makes me think not really many bad misses. Maybe trying to nibble a little too much here. The 2-1. Terrero takes a cut and a miss. Beaten by a fastball away for strike two. That has been his kryptonite. Fastball away has been a really tough pitch for him to hit this year. 2-2, two out. The deuce is wild and the base is loaded. Marauders up 8-4, trying to add more of the pitch. Taking high, eye-level fastball for ball three and the count full for back-to-back batters. Only one batter this inning has not seen a three-ball count. Terrero being the fifth man to work the count to three balls and the second to see a full count pitch. Time called by Terrero. Steps back in now. Full count, two outs, and the bases loaded in the top of the ninth. Marauders brought in a pair of runs on walks last night, trying to do that again here. The payoff pitch. Cut on and missed, strike three. Terrero really struggling. That is his eighth strikeout in the last three games to end the inning. Marauders up 8-4. They strand the bases loaded in the top half of the ninth. Sharts will look for three outs to secure the third straight win. When we come back on the Marauder Radio Network. Back here for the bottom of the ninth inning at Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona. Marauders 8, Tortugas 4 the score. It's Owen Schartz, the right-hander from Simi Valley, California, to try and put an exclamation point on the Marauders' third straight victory. Schartz this year has posted an ERA of 9 in 13 innings, has struck out 9 and walked 10. He faces the top of the order and Hector Rodriguez to start it off. Rodriguez 2 for 4 tonight. Takes a first pitch swing and a foul back on a fastball for strike one. Rodriguez a two-run homer in the second, a double in the seventh on a pop fly that fell in no man's land in right center. Schartz's 0-1 pitch. Misses high and outside a ball, and we're even at a pitch apiece. One-one count, nobody out. Rodriguez in a familiar leadoff role. Pitch. Cut on and missed for strike two. Schartz with a 90-mile-per-hour heater that rides the outer half and beats Rodriguez to put him a swing and a miss away from a big out number one. Schartz looks in, nods at the signs from Alfonso and comes set. The 1-2 pitch to Rodriguez. Fastball misses high and outside. We're even at a pair apiece now. Waiting for that big Schartzy breaking ball. He set the 2-2. Is that breaking ball, but it misses high and outside. A ball in the count full. Full count to Rodriguez leading off the bottom of the ninth inning. Schartz's pitch is fouled off and out of play. Third base side will do it again. Shart set. Seventh pitch of the trip, the 3-2 again. This is outside for ball four. A walk to lead off the home ninth for Rodriguez. First walk the Marauders have handed out since the fifth inning. Brings up Carlos Jorge. Two-hole hitter. 0 for 2 tonight. Two walks, a strikeout, and has reached once on a fielder's choice. Shart set. First pitch to him with a man on. Taken. Call the strike on the outer edge. It's 0-1. Alfonso able to steal a strike. Daytona dugout giving their 2 cents. Shart's his 0-1 fastball at the knees. Center cut for strike two called. Trying to pick up a big first out here in the ninth inning. Shart shakes off a few signs, now nods, checks first, and comes together. 0-2 pitch to Jorge. Swung on and missed for strike three. 92 on the gun from Owen Shart to get a big out, number one, and his 10th strikeout of the season. Brings up Sal Stewart. He's had a fantastic night and a great first two games of the series. He's 2 for 2 tonight with 2 walks and 2 singles. Has yet to score a run, though. First pitch to him. Double play could end it. Beautiful breaking ball from Shartzy. Lands in the inner half. Thigh high, called for strike one. Trying to retire Stewart for the first time tonight. Shartz set the 0-1 pitch with one down. On its way. Hitting the air to right, foul it out of play for strike two. Shartz looks in to Omar for the sign. No balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Stewart, the first round pick in 2022. Trying to extend the game a little further here. The pitch. Cut on and missed for strike three. Shartz with a 91 mile per hour heater. That beats the 3-hole hitter upstairs for out number two. Back to back punch outs. This is a different Owen Shartz right now. Usually a breaking ball heavy approach, but he is dominating with the heater. Cade Hunter will bat. 27 outs for either side, and the Tortugas are down to their final one. Hunter 0 for 4 tonight with 2 Ks. First pitch to him from Shartz. Breaking ball, back door, call the ball, and it's 1-0. Like the look, though, from Shartz. The 1-0 now to Hunter. Taken outer half, this time for a strike, and it's 1-1. Ball and a strike with 2 away. Man at first. Shartz fires home to Hunter. He takes backdoor breaking ball, misses outside by about a ball width, and it's 2-1 now. Marauders trying to make it 3 straight wins to improve to 7-4 in the second half. 2-1. Fouled off to the backstop for strike two, and the deuces are now wild. Shart's trying to finish this one off. Rothers 8 runs on 11 hits. Another great night for the offense. The pitching trying to shut the door. Shart's checks first. Come set. 2-2, 2 outs. A strike to claim it. The pitch home. Taken just a bit outside. A ball, and it's 3-2. Shartz has been living about a ball width outside the outer edge of the plate. Just missing again there. Payoff pitch in the ball game now. 3-2, 2 away. Shartz set, fires, runner goes. Pitch misses outside for ball four again. Hunter leaving the bat on the shoulders and watching a tight delivery for ball four. 2 full count walks in the inning. Bring up Cam Collier. Collier 1-for-4 tonight, a double, two ground outs, and a pop out. Rodriguez at second, Hunter at first with two away. Collier reaches would bring the tying run to the plate. First pitch from Schartz after a peek at second. Hit high in the air to left, racing back towards the wall is Torero, still running, and it's over his head and over the wall on the hop. One run will score on the ground rule double. And the tying run will bat here in the ninth inning. Second automatic double of the night for Collier. RBI number 31 on the year for the top-rated Reds prospect. And now a mound visit here from Marauder pitching coach Matt Ford. Empty bullpen. This is Schartz's game to finish here. Hunter up to third and Collier at second for Yasiel Pino. He's 2-for-4 tonight. Strikeout and a ground out as well. One swing and we got a brand new ball game here. Schartz was inches away from ending it with a couple of fastballs and curveballs that just missed away to Cade Hunter, who walked in a full count. Collier there made a nice swing on an offering away from him. Pino, the right-handed hitting first baseman, steps into the box after the mound visit. 8-5 ball game. Tying run at the plate. First pitch to Pino from Schartz. Breaking ball popped up. Foul territory, first base side. Mohi chasing after it. And he makes the catch. Marauders win. Raise the Jolly Roger for the third night in a row. 8-5 Young Bucks, the final here tonight at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Schartz gives up a run but is able to shut him down as Pino pops out the first pitch he sees to end the ball game. Scoring got started in the top of the second for Bradenton. Yordani De Los Santos and Samillo singled in back-to-back trips. Alfonso walked to load the bases, which set up Jesus Castillo's two RBI singled, give the Young Bucks an early pair of advantage. Three runs came across to score on an RBI single from Tanner and a two-run homer from Rodriguez in the home half of the second for Daytona to give them their first and, to this point, still the only lead they've had in the series. Rodolfo Nolasco answered in the top of the third, a towering solo home run, 429 feet to dead center, tied it up at three. The Marauders would add on three runs in the fifth on an RBI double from Brannigan and a two RBI single up the middle from Shaleen Polanco. Bradenton threatened many times late in the game. They had the bases loaded with one out in the second or in the sixth, but did not score. In the seventh inning, the Marauders added on two more on the second homer of the day from Nolasco. This one, 417 feet to center, a two-run blast. Marauders were held scoreless in the eighth and ninth, but did get five base runners in that amount of time. One run scored in the fifth, an unearned tally for Daytona. They got a spot in the ninth on the RBI ground rule double from Collier before Schartz slammed the door on him to secure the 8-5 win to make it three straight in the win column for Bradenton. Schartz able to strand a pair with the tying run at the plate to put an exclamation point on another great night of baseball for Bradenton. This team is getting fun and they're getting hot right now, folks. Beat Daytona 5-1 back at Lee-Com and now out to a 2-0 series lead. Could guarantee a split already tomorrow night. Marauders will improved to 7-4 in the second half, 42-34 overall in the season, and pick up their 20th road win of 2023. We'll go over the final line score for you here now. Marauders and Tortugas first for the visitors. Daytona finished with 5 runs on 10 hits again. Almost out hitting the Marauders. They commit no errors defensively. I think the glaring number is going to be the 10 left on base. They go 4-for-14 with runners in scoring position. The Marauders finish with a tally of 8 runs on 11 hits. They commit no errors defensively, leaving 11 men on base and going 3 for 11 with runners in scoring position. Game gets wrapped up in 2 hours and 50 minutes in front of 1,351 fans here at the historic Jackie Robinson Ballpark. The win goes to Bosnick. He tossed 2 innings and gave up an unearned run through the middle of the ballgame, striking out 2 and walking 2, facing 8 batters and setting down the side in order in the bottom half of the 6th. Owen Kellington started for Bradenton. He pieced together a 4-inning outing, giving up 3 earned, 4 hits, 2 walks, striking out 5, and giving up 1 2-run homer. Carlos Lamelli with 2 scoreless innings and 1 strikeout in the 7th and 8th before Schartz gave up an earned run on 2 walks, 2 strikeouts, and a hit in the 9th, but able to shut down the Tortugas to secure the win. The loss goes to R.A. Franzen from the Tortugas. He had a really rough go of things in his start, and honestly, I think he was kind of hung out to dry here tonight. He gave up 6 earned on 8 hits, walking 3 and giving up a home run in 5 innings pitched, his record 2-6. No save on the line tonight, but a game finished for Schartz, and Lamelli credited with a hold for his fine 2-inning scoreless effort. 6:35 tomorrow night, we'll do it again. Marauders looking for their 4th straight win to go 3-0 up in the series. 8-5 the final here once again from Daytona. I'm your voice of the Young Buccos, Ben Pokorny. I hope you enjoyed the broadcast, Marauders fans. You sure as heck enjoyed the outcome here tonight. We'll see you tomorrow. That's all for now on the Marauder Radio Network.
A new pirate generation, everybody shout,
let's go Bucs!
Take me out to where the pirates play, catch the sights, cheer the plays, feel the glory of yesterday. Center field, grand slam, fence and cracker jack, crowd cheers, I don't care if I ever get back.
With my radio on, rap along to the rhythm of a Buffalo song. To a board full count with nobody out. Stop with me, line drive.
Everybody shout, boop, boop, boop. For our home team, a new pirate generation. Everybody shout,
let's go Bucs!
Every side, there'll be Pittsburgh pride at the old ball game. Everybody shout,
let's go Bucs!
Cross the bridge, through the gates, to the field. Stories told from your childhood dream. Pops, Wagner, Trainer, Mazin, heroes yet to be made. Great catch, clutch hits like romantic plays.
Listen to the game with my radio on. Clap along to the rhythm of a Buffalo song. To a bar full count with nobody out. Stop the beat line drive.
Everybody shout, group, group, group. For our home team, a new pirate generation. Everybody shout,
let's go Bucs!
Every slide, they'll be shout,
everybody shout,
room, room, room for our home team, a new pirate generation, everybody shout,
let's go Bucs!
Every slide there'll be Pittsburgh pride at the old ball game.